baggage to drown his words.
Still, the GOP-controlled chamber is expected to confirm Bolton as U.N. envoy probably by the end of the week. John Bisney, CNN Radio, Capitol Hill.
Democratic Senate leader Harry Reid is calling for a swift vote approving expanded federal support of embryonic stem cell research. President Bush says the proposal will not become law with his support.
The Congress has made its position clear, and I've made my position clear, and I will be vetoing the bill they send to me if it were to pass the United States Senate.
Reid calls the president's position wrong politically, morally, and scientifically. The defense has arrested in Michael Jackson's child molestation trial. The last witness to testify was comedian Chris Tucker. Pull reporter Jim Murray says Tucker's testimony helped the defense.
He came on with actual substantive evidence. He knew the accuser. He knew Michael Jackson. As a matter of fact, the accuser introduced him to Michael Jackson.
The prosecution will begin its rebuttal Thursday. The jury could get the case as early as next week. New York's Governor George Pataki is asking for a temporary ban on all publicly funded drugs similar to Viagra. The move comes after officials have realized many registered sex offenders have been getting the drugs paid for by Medicaid. And the newest American idol is Carrie Underwood of Oklahoma. This is CNN Radio News.
William Shatner here in a 4-star hotel. Excuse me, miss. How did you choose this hotel?
Well, I checked out prices and locations.
Well, now you can do that on Priceline. Shop and compare before you buy.
But I thought...
No. Now you can look at pictures, read reviews, see if they have a health club.
Wait, health club? What are you saying? I'm fat, I need a health club?
The new all-in-one Priceline. Shop, compare, save. Or still, name your own price and save even more.
Preposterous.
Is Posture D ahead of its time? Apparently. The Surgeon General's report on bone health says that deficiencies of vitamin D, calcium, and phosphorus can result in weak bones. Like we said, building bones without phosphorus is preposterous. Posture D is the only leading calcium supplement with calcium plus phosphorus. For millions of women who may be phosphorus deficient, there's Posture D in the orange box. Because building bones without phosphorus is
preposterous.
The House has approved a defense bill that carries a $491 billion price tag. However, our Bruce Morton reports the bill will not include limited roles in a war zone for women, but they still will be kept away from direct combat action.
The House is stepping back from restricting women's participation in these upfront support units, supply units, MP units, things like that. The ban on women in the infantry remains, but that's always been the case.
A recent poll found 54% of Americans are against women serving as combat troops, but 44% said it was okay. The human rights group Amnesty International issued its annual report today detailing claims of widespread abuse and torture of detainees at several places, including Abu Ghraib prison. The group is calling on foreign governments to investigate President Bush and other U.S. officials. Executive Director William Schultz says these methods violate the Geneva Convention and other international laws. This is news from CNN Radio. Our Susan Lasovich reports more Americans apparently felt like $1 million in 2004.
Last year, 1.3 million new households joined the exclusive club of millionaires. That's according to a study by the Spectrum Group. Households with a net worth of $1 million or more jumped 21% last year to a record 7.5 million. And the growth was even stronger for the very rich. Households with $5 million or more in net worth increased 38%.
The 2009 Super Bowl will be held in Tampa. That's the word from the NFL. And a California woman escapes from an attacker in a park because she had on suntan oil. Police say the woman was jogging in Miles Square Regional Park when someone began following her. She then ducked into a restroom, but was too slippery for her attacker to grab due to the large amount of suntan oil she applied before heading outside. I'm Amanda Moyer. This is the CNN Radio Network.
Big Ed has some big ideas on the Mike 92.1.
Let me tell you something. In my opinion, if any of the Democrats don't stand with Harry Reid on this issue, as many judges as Bush has gotten confirmed, it may be time for a third party.
I absolutely agree.
You know,
straight talk is progressive talk. Ed Schultz, weekdays at 2 on the Mike 92.1.
A public service message from Call to Recycle.
Hi, this is Richard Karn.
If you've got an old cell phone laying around the house, recycle it. It's easy, it's free, best of all, it's good for the environment. Learn more at calltorecycle.com. That's call, the number two, recycle.com. Or call toll-free at 877-2-RECYCLE. Please, answer the call to recycle.
Winner of the 2005 Best Talk Show Air Award on Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mike, 92.1.
States is leading the way when it comes to protecting human rights and promoting human dignity. We have liberated 50 million people in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Hey, good evening, True Seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thanks for tuning in. That is Simple Scotty McClellan with more of his lies. What did he say? The United States is leading the way when it comes to protecting human rights and promoting human dignity. We have liberated 50 million people in Iraq and Afghanistan. Well, really? When did that happen? The reference, the comment comes on the day when Amnesty International released its annual human rights report, and it really rips the United States and Israel new body orifices. We will get to that a little bit later in the program tonight. We have all the Simple Scotty you can handle tonight. So I just give you fair warning about what's coming. Today is the 24th day since the Times of London reported the existence of the secret memos and secret minutes of the meetings that laid out the Bush plans for starting a war based on absolute lies. Nearly 1,650 Americans have been killed. Thousands of U.S. soldiers have had their legs and arms and fingers and eyes and hands blown off. Tens of thousands of Iraqi civilians have been murdered by the United States. Which raises the question, why isn't the liberal American media reporting this story on day 24 on the front page of every newspaper? And why is it not the lead of every television newscast, along with a demand for the resignation of both George W. Bush and Dick Cheney? Amnesty International. Oh, what the hell, Kathy? You want to start with that one? All right, let's just start with that one. Amnesty International released its annual report. It's a 308-page report this year, and it tells the truth about the United States and the Israeli army in the Palestinian in the occupied territories. The Secretary General of Amnesty said, "Guantanamo has become the gulag of our time." And the report calls for the camp to be closed. Yeah, they're already tearing down the barbed wire. This annual report accuses the United States of shirking its responsibility to set the bar for human rights protections and said that the Bush crime family, my term, has instead created an entirely new lexicon for abuse and torture. This is our country. This is the United States. That's who they're talking about. They're not, you know, they're not talking about Indonesia. They're not talking about Zimbabwe. They're not talking about Syria. They're not talking about Turkey. They're talking about the United States. We have created a new lexicon for abuse and torture. The report said attempts to dilute the absolute ban on torture through new policies and quasi-management speak using terms such as environmental manipulation. That's setting the immediate environment so a prisoner can't sleep. Stress positions. Sensory manipulation. This attempt to dilute the ban on torture was one of the most damaging assaults on global values. And the United States, is responsible. Where it concerns Israel, Amnesty accused the Israeli occupation army of committing war crimes and crimes against humanity in the occupied territories. Amnesty pointed out that Israeli occupation troops and paramilitary Jewish settlers murdered as many as 700 Palestinians in 2004, including 150 children. The report said that most of the casualties were caused by shooting, explosions, and aerial attacks on residential neighborhoods. The report also pointed out that Palestinians had killed 109 Israeli soldiers, settlers, and civilians during 2004, including 8 children. An Israeli spokeswoman questioned the credibility of the report. Why, of course. The United States and Israel? Oh my God! We can't do any wrong! I mean, one speaks with the power of Abraham, the other speaks with the power of Jesus. We can't do any wrong, the United States and Israel? Now, as far as our spokesman, we know what the Israeli spokeswoman said, but our spokesman, Scott McClellan, at the press briefing today, one of the crack White House press corps said, Scott, Amnesty International issued the report today, and it says the United States is the top offender of human rights. Does the White House dispute that assessment?
I think the allegations are ridiculous and unsupported by the facts. The United States is leading the way when it comes to protecting human rights and promoting human dignity. We have liberated 50 million people in Iraq and Afghanistan. We have worked to advance freedom and democracy in the world so that people are governed under a rule of law, and that there are protections in place for minority rights, that women's rights are advanced so that women can fully participate in societies where now they cannot. We've also are leading the way when it comes to spreading compassion.
And starvation, and torture, and murder, and death, and pain, and destruction, and butchering children, and killing old people, and killing young people. Everyone all together now. Duplane! Duplane! Welcome to Fantasy Island! Duplane! I think the allegations are ridiculous and unsupported by the facts. Simple Scotty says, we're not beating people to death. We're not stacking them naked. We're not sicking dogs on them. We're not tying leashes around their necks. We are not murdering them in Bagram. We are not beating them into bloody pulps. We are not flushing their Qurans. We are not stepping on their holy books. We are not ripping their hair out. We are not sleep depriving them. We are not sending them to Syria. We are not sending them someplace where their fingernails are ripped off. We are not connecting electrodes to their testicles. We are not breaking their ankles. We are not bending their arms so they pop out of the sockets. We are not removing their eyelids. We are not shaving their heads. We are not peeing on their Quran. We are not beating on their Quran. We are not stepping on their Quran. We are doing none of this, and any report to the contrary notwithstanding, we are a beacon of freedom and dignity in the world. We reject these allegations as ridiculous and unsupported by the facts. Yeah. Unsupported by the facts. Well, yeah, that's right. You know, what did the pig man, the wallowing drug addicted, send his maid out to score street drugs for him? Pig man say,
Abu Ghraib? Well, that's nothing more than fraternity hazing. Yeah, here, give me a glass of water. I got to swallow 3 or 4 more of these here.
And what did his butt boy, the baby Jesus, Sean Hannity, say? About the same thing, right? Huh? Pretty astonishing. Okay, we'll get to the fun part of the program coming up right after this break. Stay with us, okay? I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Time for Mr. Saddam Hussein to disarm. He'll say, I'm disarming, after he said he has no arms.
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio. Framing the topics, speaking truth to power,
and that other stuff too.
Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
If you think a little heartburn is no big deal, even if you're taking medication, I've got two words for you. Think again. Persistent heartburn 2 or more days a week, despite treatment and change of diet, may be acid reflux disease. And about 1 in 3 people with acid reflux may have damage in their esophagus and not even know it. Now I've got another word for you, Nexium. For many, one prescription Nexium, esomeprazole magnesium, not only provides 24-hour heartburn relief, but heals acid-related erosions in the esophagus. Most erosions heal in 4 to 8 weeks. Your results may vary. Other serious stomach conditions may still exist. The most common side effects of Nexium include headache, diarrhea, and abdominal pain. See our ad in Ladies Home Journal. For more information, visit purplepill.com or call 1-877-3-NEXIUM. When it comes to acid reflux disease, think Nexium, the healing purple pill. Ask your doctor if Nexium is right for you.
RatFest Midwest Social Forum 2005 is coming up June 3rd through the 5th at Lake Geneva in Williams Bay. It's 3 days of speakers, films, and music supporting the progressive movement. Meet this year's speakers on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1. We'll be talking with the panelists and organizers of RadFest throughout the month of May, and the Mike will be at RadFest on Saturday, June 4th. Join us on the air and live from Lake Geneva. For more information, log on to themike921.com.
And now, more of Lies and the Lying Liars Who Tell Them, a fair and balanced look at the right.
When I do my corporate speeches, I normally talk to groups that are anywhere from 60 to 97% Republican. They know I'm a liberal, and they're normally aware that they're conservative, so sometimes they're a little nervous that I'll do jokes that make them uncomfortable or angry. Here's how I diffuse the situation. I say, as you can probably figure out from my book, Rush Limbaugh is a Big Fat Idiot, I'm a liberal, and I know you're conservative, and that's okay. See, I've discovered that Democrats can't afford me. Huge laugh. They love this. It makes them feel rich. Then I say, so what I do is I make fun of you, you laugh, and then you pay me. Another huge laugh. Now I can say pretty much anything I want, and they'll just laugh and pay me. Everybody's happy. Democrats are a different story. Unlike corporate events, which, by the way, I love, you can book me on the web, I speak to Democrats for free. I try not to do it too often because, you know, a guy's got to eat. So I pick and choose. And the Democrat I did the most speaking for over the years was Paul Wellstone. Part of it was that I grew up in Minnesota, and Paul knew my folks. In Wellstone's first campaign for the Senate in 1990, my dad was part of a senior citizen theater troupe that did skits for Paul at nursing homes. That's pretty grassroots, don't you think? My dad died in 1993, and my mom went downhill pretty fast. They had been married for 51 years. She got depressed and about 4 years ago went into a severe psychotic depression, which brought with it an exciting element of paranoia. One night at the hospital, I went up to one of the nurses and said, excuse me, it's kind of awkward to ask this, but I feel out of loyalty to my mom that I should. Go ahead, she said. Yeah, what I was wondering is, are you pumping poisonous gas into my mom's room? And are you videotaping her? And are you not really a nurse, but actually an actress who was trying to kill my mom? No, said the kindly nurse. I didn't think so, but I felt I had to ask. Fortunately, the doctors pulled Mom out of it with some miracle drug, but she's never really been the same.
Driving under the influence doesn't just mean alcohol. Many common prescriptions and over-the-counter medications, like some antihistamines and anti-anxiety medications, can also impair your ability to drive safely. For more, visit the National Safety Council at nsc.org.
Intellectual Lottery. Now, take your place at the mic. Madison's Progressive Talk, the mic, 92.1.
End your day screaming with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
As you already know, Janice Owen was confirmed today for her position on the Federal Appeals Court. This is how it works for the Democrats when they roll over and ask Bill Frist to scratch their tummies, and Bill Frist is more than happy to do that while at the same time pretending like he's very pissed off that seven Republicans broke ranks and yada, yada, yada. We'll get to that a little bit, too. The vote was 56-43, mostly along party lines. Voting in favor of Owen were 54 Republicans and two Democrats. Do you know who the two Democrats were who voted in favor of Priscilla Owen? Surprise, surprise. Robert Byrd of West Virginia and Mary Landrieu of Louisiana. The Republican who voted no is Lincoln Chafee. He managed to pull himself away from a game of croquet and vote no. And the independent, James Jeffers, who has decided to get the hell out of Washington, he voted no. And the rest of the no votes were Democrats. A few items here. Remember one of the most embarrassing parts of U.S. pop culture? And it was embarrassing because we were in a war based on lies and deceit. We were in an act of murder. It's not a war. We are involved in murder in Iraq. And murder in Afghanistan. But right in the middle of that, the Republican pissant, the congressman from North Carolina named Walter Jones, who led the campaign to change the name of French fries to Freedom Fries. Remember that? Freedom Fries. Didn't you want to just run and hide? Didn't you send emails or letters or phone calls to your friends in different countries, whether Mexico or Canada or Europe or the United Kingdom or your friends in Australia or New Zealand? Didn't you send something to them? And say, I'm sorry, I'm embarrassed, I can't believe this is happening, please don't judge us by this. This guy is a total ass, please. Remember? Huh? Well, Walter Jones now says he's changed his mind. He's a Republican from North Carolina. He claims that he was the brains behind the French toast becoming Freedom Toast and the French fries becoming Freedom Fries in the Capitol Hill restaurants, remember? Now he told the Raleigh News and Observer that the U.S. went to war, quote, with no justification, end quote. Really, Mr. Jones? Okay. Now, Mike, don't be a smartass. This guy has come around, so be nice to him. Okay. I'll be nice to him. He said that the name change idea came to him by a combination of God's hand and a constituent's request. See, God speaks to Republicans. Are you aware of that? Huh? It never speaks to Democrats or independents or progressives or Greens atheists. But he always speaks, doesn't he, to Republicans, especially Southern Republicans. Isn't that interesting? Has God ever spoken to Lincoln Chafee? Has God ever spoken to Olympia Snow? Well, not that I'm aware of, but God speaks to Trent Lott and George Bush. Isn't that interesting? God isn't fair. So anyway, he said that God and a constituent had worked their magic And he came up with French fries, freedom toast, French fries. Now he says, I wish it had never happened. Uh-oh. Mr. Congressman Walter Jones, you're messing around with God. God's going to squash you like you squashed one of those North Carolina cockroaches. You know? Now, here's what's going to happen to you, a friend. Somebody in your family is going to get cancer, or you are, or you're going to be killed in a car wreck, or a close relative is, or your son's going to wind up on drugs. That's how God works for you people, isn't it? Huh? When you piss off God, he retaliates. Isn't that what the good book says? Don't those warnings... You know, it's not the Ten Suggestions. It's the Ten Commandments. Don't those warnings carry with them the promise of absolute destruction? Look what happened to Lot's wife. Hell, look what happened to Lot and his daughters. So anyway, now Congressman Walter Jones, a Republican, says, I wish it had never happened. He voted for the war. And he's become one of its most vociferous opponents. Flip-flop! 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 The hallway outside his office is lined with photographs of the faces of the fallen. I guess those are U.S. soldiers. He says, if we were given misinformation intentionally by people in this administration to commit the authority to send boys, and in some instances girls, to go into Iraq, that is wrong. Congress must be told the truth. Jesus.
Well, you really let us down. You may be heaven bound, but you've left one hell of a mess here at home. God may forgive you, but I won't. Yes, Jesus loves.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio. Support the troops, not the liars. This is Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
1.99%. That's the kind of low interest rate you might hear about on a new car. But when was the last time you heard about a 1.99% interest rate on a mortgage? Now, for a limited time, that's just what you can get from Quicken Loans, with an introductory rate of just 1.99% on the exclusive Smart Choice Interest Only Loan. Call Quicken Loans at 800-651-5633 now to see if Smart Choice is the right choice for you. With a $200,000 loan, your payment would be just $330. Whether you're purchasing or refinancing, call 800-651-5633 to find out about this limited-time offer. Mortgage experts are available until midnight Eastern Time. The 1.99% Smart Choice Loan, exclusively from Quicken Loans. Call now, 800-651-5633. 30-year mortgage interest only payment for the first 10 years. Initial interest payment and rate of 1.99%. APR 4.114%. Fixed for the first 6 months. Adjust every 6 months. After 6 months, payment is $687.50. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. Call 800-651-5633 now.
I'm a reporter, and when a story breaks, I have to do my job, even when I'm congested from my worst allergies. Fortunately, I found Claritin D. Now, I'm Claritin Clear.
25 seconds, Tom.
Claritin D gives me non-drowsy, long-lasting relief from even my worst allergy symptoms, like congestion and sinus pressure. Nothing is stronger or faster than Claritin D. It takes on my worst symptoms and leaves me clear.
5 seconds.
Get tough on your toughest allergy symptoms. Live Claritin Clear.
Use as directed. Comparisons are among oral OTC allergy products.
Charlie Pickett here for Amdro. Now, I don't know anybody that likes ants. That's why you need to know about new Amdro Ant Block. Ant Block keeps ants out of your house, and it wipes them out where they live, outside. Just sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the foundation of your home. You see, Ant Block's a bait. Ants take it back to the colony where they share it and die, even the queen. Look for new Ant Block at Lowe's. Stop them on the outside before they come inside.
Big Ed has some big ideas on the Mike 92.1.
There is a group now in Washington, and I think the question begs, could this set a new tone in the city of division? Could it be led by Warner? Could it be led by Byrd? McCain, I think, is a big benefactor through all of this. I really do. You got seven on both sides coming together and making something happen. I think it's a loss for Frist. He couldn't keep his base together. He couldn't do it. And in retrospect, his appearance on Justice Sunday didn't do him any good. He didn't get it done. Here's what you're up against. There is a hard right faction in the Senate. Don't ever take your eye off of these folks. George Allen of Virginia. They're already talking about him in the White House in 08. Bring it on, baby. He says, overall, this is a major disappointment on principle. Oh, that favorite conservative buzzword again, principle. They're so principled and we're not, right? There's no one in the center of the country that has any principles at all. He says, overall, this is a major disappointment on principle. This so-called deal is disappointing for all of us who believe in the principle that persons should be accorded the fairness and due process of an up or down vote. Everyone should always clearly see that ultimately nothing has been settled when a vacancy arises on the U.S. Supreme Court. That's the end of quote. There you have it. George Allen of Virginia, the senator, who's being touted around by the righties of the world, the hard righties, says, hey, this guy, he could be our guy. He's Kennedy looking, you know? He doesn't know what to say when he gets on Meet the Press and Chris Dodd's chewing him up, but he looks pretty good. Maybe he's our guy. He's saying, yeah, we're not giving up when there's a vacancy on the Supreme Court, and that's what this is all about. So just remember, they're not about compromise. Only a few of them are. And I think that there were enough on the Democratic side who had enough respect for the institution of the Senate to push hard on this.
Morning's Edition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
This is not team sports. The way people talk is as if it's just team sports, like it's not that important. The minority is supposed to have a voice because that's the way government works. And if a filibuster is what it takes to prolong a debate to stop activist judges for radical conservative causes from taking over benches in this country, so be it. That's the way the government is supposed to work.
Morning's Edition from 5 to 8.
On Madison's Progressive Talk.
The Mike, 92.1.
I'm sitting on a red velvet stool wearing a yellow bowler hat and holding a banana. All right? Oh, yeah, and I'm wearing a leash. A red velvet curtain opens and 200 bacon-eyed fat people sneer at me and tap the glass, even though the sign clearly says, please don't tap the glass. I hear a barker's voice. Come on, come all, step right up and gaze upon Mark, the lovable radio freak. All the way from the wilds of New Mexico, this bizarre man-diva will astound you. Watch him battle to the death with hostile email. Watch him perform an amazing facsimile of radio talk show with teases and hard outs. You'll swear it's real. Watch Mark alienate his own kind by being too funny. Watch Mark bash organized religion and their phony gods. You won't want to miss Mark as he self-destructs with liberal guilt. His heartbreaking meltdowns will move you to tears. And don't forget his diet. You will witness this weight-conscious wonder eat carrots and kale raw. Then watch him shove chocolate cake into his mouth as fast as he can eat it. If there's any sitting within arm's length, you will hear Mark plug as many appearances at comedy clubs nationwide as often as 3 times an hour. 5 minutes with Mark and you'll want to take him home. Come on, Mark, do a little dance for the nice people. So I get up and dance a little hornpipe. And then hold out my yellow bowler. The fat people fill it with rocks and chewed gum. So I throw my poop at them. I woke up and my bed was filled with bearded ladies. And that part was true. Not really.
Click on the Get Involved link and take part in the revolution. This is Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike, 92.1.
The Mike Malloy Show. Because each time you listen to right-wing radio, God kills a kitten.
Ah oui, oui, mademoiselle, je t'aime, I have for you a freedom kiss. Would you like some freedom fries?
You may want to check out this website. It is stpatricks4.com, and it's spelled S-T, Patrick's, F-O-U-R, stpatricks4.com. All letters, no numbers, no nothing, just stpatricks4.com. F-O-U-R.com, stpatricks4.com. Why? Okay, I'll tell you why. 2 days before Bush started this act of mass murder in Iraq, four Catholic workers from Ithaca, New York, in an act of civil disobedience, went into a military recruitment center and poured their own blood around the vestibule as an act of protest. They were brought to trial in Tompkins County Court in April of 2004, a year ago. The jury remained deadlocked, 9-3 in favor of acquittal. So that constituted a major victory for the anti-war movement. Now they are facing federal conspiracy charges. And these four Catholic workers could face up to 6 years in prison and $250,000 in fines. This is the United States' first federal trial arising out of civil disobedience against the Iraq War. It begins September 19th in Binghamton, New York. Now, this was sent to me, and I don't know what you want to do about it, if you want to do anything. But there is, at the website, it says, show solidarity, add your name or your group's name to the support committee, and there's a hyperlink. Just click it. Two of the people, the four are Daniel Burns, Claire Grady, Teresa Grady, and Peter DeMott. Daniel Burns said, quote, we ask for justice. We ask for justice for the people of Iraq and our troops. We ask for justice for world peace. We ask for justice to say no to preemptive illegal war. And Claire Grady said, quote, we stand by our actions, believing that they are just, moral, legal, and required, as the greater crimes of mass murder, grand theft, and torture are perpetrated in our names. Now, I don't know how you want to support these four people, but for God's sake, do something, okay? StPatricks4.com. StPatricks4.com. Please go to the website and do whatever you want to do. Nobody's asking for anything except support. I didn't see any plea for money. There might be. You know, I have no earthly idea. Check it out, please. You all know, a lot of you do, Milton Mayer. He wrote the book, They Thought They Were Free, The Germans, in 1938 to 1945. His book came out, University of Chicago Press, way back in 1955. A couple of quotes. Richard in Redmond, Washington, sent this to me. Just listen to this. What no one seemed to notice was the ever-widening gap between the government and the people, and it became always wider. The whole process of its coming into being was, above all, diverting. It provided an excuse not to think for people who did not want to think anyway. It gave others some dreadful fundamental things to think about, and kept us so busy with continuous changes and crises and so fascinated by the machinations of the national enemies without and within that we had no time to think about these dreadful things that were growing little by little all around us. Each step was so small, so inconsequential, so well explained or on occasion regretted that unless one understood what the whole thing was in principle, what all these little measures must someday lead to, one no more saw it developing from day to day than a farmer in his field sees the corn growing. Each act is worse than the last, but only a little worse. You wait for the next and the next. You wait for the one great shocking occasion, thinking that others, when such a shock comes, will join you in resisting somehow. You don't want to act or even talk alone. You don't want to go out of your way to make trouble. But the one great shocking occasion when tens or hundreds or thousands will join with you never comes. That's the difficulty. The forms are all there, all untouched, all reassuring. You know, the houses and the shops are still there, the jobs, the mealtimes, the visits, the concerts, the cinema, the holidays. But the spirit, which you never noticed because you made the lifelong mistake of identifying it with the forms, is changed. Now you live in a world of hate and fear, and the people who hate and fear do not even know it themselves. When everyone is transformed, no one is transformed. When everyone is transformed, no one is transformed. You have accepted things now you would not have accepted 5 years ago or a year ago, things your father could never have imagined. Thanks, Richard. They thought they were free, the Germans, 1938 to 1945. Isn't that the way of it right now? I mean, isn't that the way of it? You have accepted things you would not have accepted 5 years ago, a year ago, things your father could never have imagined.
Ow, but Mike, we were attacked! We were attacked by Al-Qaeda!
No, we weren't. We were attacked by 19 people, 15 of whom were Saudis. Speaking of Saudis, makes me think of George Bush. And George Bush, of course, is his schedule was released today. He's going to visit Denmark in July. The people of Denmark, better get ready, because every time Bush shows up, they send in aircraft carriers and battleships and tanks and guns and 10,000 battle-ready Marines, dogs, poison gas, a couple of nuclear weapons standing offshore, fighter jets, bombers cruising overhead. Attack animals, plainclothesmen, snipers. They cement all the manhole covers shut, remove all the post office or the post boxes, tell everyone to stay out of the center city, close down government offices, evacuate the schools, close the farms, shut down the factories. And they bring in a friendly audience that may or may not speak Danish. They provide all kinds of flags, little American flags. So Denmark, hold on to your ass, because the President of the United States is coming.
He'll be there July 6th, which is his 59th birthday.
And he's on his way to the G8 summit in Glen Eagle, Scotland.
I wonder if he'll look up Mr. Galloway.
So, folks in Glen Eagle, Scotland, get ready. George is coming, which means there'll be battleships and destroyers and a couple aircraft carriers and F-16s flying overhead and snipers, and all the manhole covers will be cemented and welded shut, and the post boxes will be removed, and there'll be attack dogs and 10,000 battle-ready Marines, and the schools will be evacuated, the offices closed down, government buildings shut, people told not to look at him. When the President of the United States of, by God, Christ, America travels,
people take notice.
The White House called NATO member Denmark
a close friend and ally. And you know what? This will be Mr. Bush's fourth visit to Europe since he began his second term. How about that?
Scott McClellan said,
the president's visit underscores his commitment to working with our European partners to advance freedom and prosperity in the world.
Doesn't that sound like the old Soviet news agency TASS? For those of you too young to remember, yeah, they had a news agency modeled on UPI back when UPI was not owned by the Reverend Moon. Modeled on AP, Reuters, it was a TASS, the Soviet news agency. And if you really wanted knee slappers, I was working at CNN in 83 and 84. I was working at CNN. CNN was relatively new at the time, been on the air for about 4 years. And we didn't have computers. We had teletype machines. And anytime a big story would hit the wires, there'd be eight bells. The bells would just go crazy. And we would run over and we'd read what the AP had to say, what the UPI had to say, what Reuters had to say, what the New York Times wire service had to say, and then we would read what TASS had to say. And you know what? Scott McClellan sounds just like the old Soviet Union news agency, TASS. Ah, Scotty, listen, you need to pour yourself a glass of wine and cuddle up with Jeffrey Boy Gannon. That's what you need to do. Take a break, Scott.
If you want to wag the dog, it's like falling off a log. It's so easy with propaganda, propaganda, propaganda. Try and convince the folks the beach is never sandy. You can convert into lies what they've seen with their own eyes. It's amazing.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio. Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1. Progressive Talk for a progressive town.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. 2 weeks ago, a leaked British government memo confirmed our worst suspicions about the Bush administration's pretext for war in Iraq. The lack of press coverage on the memo confirms our worst fears about the American media. If you missed it, the memo contains minutes from a meeting with Tony Blair saying that by July 2002, the Bush administration had already decided to attack Iraq. The memo also says that the intelligence about WMDs was being fixed. And the reaction to this scandal outside the progressive press? Ho-hum, la-di-da, whatever. The mainstream American press has barely even noted the story. This trumped-up war has cost 1,600 American lives. But that doesn't mean it should detract from even bigger stories, like the runaway bride. For more on the memo, check out MotherJones.com and read the Mother Jones blog. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
The Al Franken Show, proving the truth is entertaining.
I remember after 9/11, Bill Manick coming out and going like, you see, the world is good and evil. That's the lesson from this. I drew the opposite lesson, because you don't fly a plane into a building unless you think that you're in possession of total truth. Knowing that you don't have a monopoly on truth is actually a good thing.
The Al Franken Show, weekdays at 11 on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
You know, my therapist tells me I got to write down my dreams every night, so this is my one from last night, my dream from last night. So I'm at this mega church in Kentucky, Riley, for the Justice Sunday show. Problem is, I'm locked in an 8-foot steel cage with a cloth draped over it. Outside my cage, I can hear James Dobson screaming about people of faith being attacked and roasted and eaten. I hear the word Shivo, judicial homicide, and Ron Jeremy. I'm not sure what he had to do with it, but suddenly I feel myself being carried on stage and the cloth is removed. I'm hit in the eyes with this intense bright light, and immediately hundreds of neocons start booing and throwing dirt clods and ball peen hammers and mashed potatoes and gravy and doll parts at me. James Dobson sneers and points at me and says, "Brothers and sisters, gaze upon the liberal Jew. Listen to his obstructionist filibuster. Listen to his satanic hate speech. Given half a chance, he'd kill Jesus all over again." Dobson gets a long, sharp stick, reaches through the bars, and pokes me hard in the ribs. He says, "Wouldn't you, huh?" I say, "Ow! Hi, I'm Mark Maron, and this is Morning Sedition." Everybody starts booing and throwing dirt clods at me. "Today, the neocon, death cult, crystal fascist, zombie brigade, boo! Boo!" Dobson pokes me again and barks, "Silence, heathen! What say you, good people? Shall we kill this sinner?" A huge roar went up. "Yeah! Stone him! Stone him!" Dobson raises his hand for quiet and says, "I have a better idea." Then these big guys pick up my cage and lower me into a baptism tank. Dobson screams, "Convert the devil!" I'm underwater for a long time. I start to black out. I see a tunnel and a white light and my dead cat Butch smoking a cigarette. Then they pull me back up, dripping and gasping, and Dobson says, "What say you now?" I say, "Christo fascist, zombie." Dobson says, "Then you have chosen your own fate." They open the cage, and I look up and see four hungry lions circling me, and above them, three giant video screens of four hungry lions circling me. I hear an announcer, "When we return on Justice Sunday, the obstructionist liberal gets his just desserts," right after these messages. I woke up, and my bed was filled with Polident.
You know, you can be issued a hefty ticket for being caught on a railroad crossing when a train's approaching. Of course, you may not be alive to pay the fine. So, stop, look, and listen.
You're on the mic.
I heard Randy Rhoads' program this afternoon. Oh, God, she's wonderful. I'm Don Landmark, and I'm on the mic.
Got the flying monkey right blues? Here's the cure, Mike Malloy.
10 before the hour. Remember all those terror alerts? Remember the color-coded thingy that they had? The what did we call that, Kathy? The yeah, that's right. Rainbow Ridge's lifesaver role of terror alerts. And of course, you notice how they all stopped after the last election. And now a Chertoff of the devil wants to. That's what his name means in Russian. Of the devil. Chertoff wants to reinstitute something similar. And the reason for it is they were aware of how effective, the Bush crime family was aware of how effective the use of external threats to this country really was. Do you remember? Huh? That seems so 2004, doesn't it? I'm just, Jesus, you know, here we are almost in June of 2005. Oh, hey, remember terror alerts? Terror alerts? Oh, yeah, man. You mean when we do that orange thing? Yeah, yeah, I remember. Oh, damn, huh? Sirens go off and stuff, remember? Well, we have a little audio file that we're going to play for you when we come back after the top of the hour. That's kind of like George Bush's greatest hits. You know how there's so many radio stations, all FMers, around the country that play nostalgia music, you know. You hear an awful lot of the Eagles, or the Beatles, or Rolling Stones, you know, stuff like that. What do they call that? Oldies? All the hits from the 60s, 70s, and 80s. Stay tuned. We have another 55-minute music set coming up right after these brief commercial announcements. And the way those disc jockeys talk in radio, that's called puking. That's the term. Hey, coming up now, it's 10 minutes before the hour. That's called puking. Isn't that nasty? Well, we have coming up for you right after the top of the hour here. Some of George Bush's greatest hits. We're going to reach all the way back in the Wayback Machine to how far back, Kathy? 2003? I would imagine it's back around 2003, maybe a little bit in 2004. Some of it may be even 2002, but you're going to like this. It's not as long as the Tell Me Lies thingy that we played for the other day. Another one of Bush's greatest hits. But you've got to hear this. You've got to hear it coming back after the top of the hour. How the Bush crime family, and all it is Bush, right? It's just Bush, nobody else, but how it was done. And after we play it for you, it should be painfully clear how this corrupt, degenerate, murderous Bush crime family has used fear and loathing to manipulate the American sheeple into accepting preemptive war and giving Bush license to do anything he wants domestically. It is truly diabolical. But in order to hear it, you got to stick around. We're doing the first segment. Very first segment coming back. You don't have to wait. We'll come back. I'll say welcome back. Well, by the way, in the Washington Post today, and isn't this interesting, of course, the Washington Post and Newsweek are owned by the same company. It says, nearly a dozen detainees, Guantanamo Bay military prison in Cuba, told FBI interrogators that guards had mistreated copies of the Quran, including one who said in 2002 the guards, quote, flushed a Quran in the toilet, end quote, according to new FBI documents released today. Really? FBI documents? I thought it was Newsweek. I'll be double, triple damned. The summaries of FBI interviews, according to the Washington Post, obtained by the ACLU as part of an ongoing lawsuit, also include allegations that the Quran was kicked, thrown to the floor, and withheld as punishment, and the guards mocked Muslim prisoners during prayers. Isn't that nice? And today's Washington Post says the release of the new FBI documents come in the wake of an international uproar over a now retracted story by Newsweek magazine, which reported that an internal military report had confirmed that a Quran was flushed down a toilet.
retracted story has been linked by the Bush administration to deadly riots overseas. But the records released, many of which were heavily edited by the government, further underscore the widespread nature of allegations related to the Quran and Islam among detainees at Guantanamo. Red Cross investigators as far back as 2002 and 2003 documented what they considered reliable allegations of Quran mistreatment at that facility, and some detainees have made similar allegations to their attorneys. Amrit Singh, an ACLU attorney, said in a press release that, quote, the United States' own documents show that it has known of numerous allegations of Quran desecration for a significant period of time, end quote. And that little... Ooh, be careful, Mike. You almost did it. White House spokesman, Scotty McClellan, we played for you last night what he said. No, that didn't happen. What are you talking about? Newsweek did it. CBS did it. Newsweek. Bill Maher did it. CBS. Newsweek. Bill Maher did it. CBS. Newsweek. We didn't do anything. What? What are you talking about? CBS. Look over there. No, don't look here. Look over there. Look at that. Oh, my God. There goes a flying cow. Don't look here. Hey, what's up? What's up? Hi, my name's Scotty McClellan. Where's Jeff Gannon? I need some lovin'. Where's Jeff Gannon?
This is Air America.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio. This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
The far right's reaction to the compromise on the filibuster between 14 moderate senators demonstrates how much they view the struggle over the judiciary in violent terms. Out went the soothing references to founding principles. In came the militaristic metaphors. Pat Buchanan referred to the agreement as the Munich of the Republican Party, conflating the importance of a handful of conservative judges with that of Czechoslovakia. Senator George Allen went even farther, mixing up his warlike metaphors on Don Imus. The constitutional option was needed, in his words, to, quote, set the rules of engagement. He said it was kind of like everyone was lined up for a duel, and they determined three of these hostages can go loose. According to him, Democrats wanted some, quote, scalps, and gave the Republicans the choice of which one of their troops they were going to take down. Let's see, duels, hostages, scalps, troops, Munich, rules of engagement? No, it's obvious that, quote, nuclear option captures the far right's intentions. They clearly have learned to love the bomb. I'm Katrina Vandenhoevel for Air America. For more, go to thenation.com.
When you take 15 girls hiking, you've got to stay alert, even with bad allergies. Hey, stay together! Now I'm Claritin Clear, which means I'm in control of my allergies. Only Claritin is proven to make me as alert and focused as someone without allergies. Claritin gives me 24-hour non-drowsy relief from my worst symptoms like sneezing, runny nose, and itchy eyes. No cell phones in hiking. Stay focused. Live Claritin Clear.
Try Claritin Ready Tabs free. Go to Claritin.com. Use as directed.
Charlie Pickett here for Amdro. Now, I don't know anybody that likes ants. That's why you need to know about new Amdro Ant Block. Ant Block keeps ants out of your house, and it wipes them out where they live, outside. Just sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the foundation of your home. You see, Ant Block's a bait. Ants take it back to the colony where they share it and die, even the queen. Look for new Ant Block at Lowe's. Stop them on the outside before they come inside.
The Al Franken Show. Proving the truth is entertaining.
We're talking to Danny Goldberg, who is my boss, and he's great. How are we doing, boss?
You're doing great. I assume you've congratulated the people in Madison, Wisconsin on their enormous good taste in making your show number one there. Number one, period.
Number one, period, of all radio.
Yeah.
The Al Franken Show, weekdays at 11 on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1, streaming at themike921.com.
My name is Juan Jose Lopez, and I'm on the mic.
Streaming online at themike921.com, WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison.
Now, Mrs. Johnson, before we close on your mortgage loan, I want to make sure you remember Mike.
Hi. You can trust me. I'm African-American, just like you.
So, here's the low monthly payments and interest rates we promised, and here's where they triple.
The rest of this stuff is just here to make sure that we get your house when you can't pay us back.
What a lovely house.
Predatory lenders are never this easy to spot. Call us at 866-222-FAIR and protect yourself with the facts. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Fair Housing Alliance and the Ad Council.
CNN Radio News. I'm Paul Chambers. A jury in Santa Maria, California will likely start its deliberations in the Michael Jackson trial next week. Ted Rollins reports the pop star did not take the stand in his own defense.
It comes down to, do they believe the accuser? Do they believe that he was abused by Michael Jackson? Jackson himself did not take the stand, so it comes down to the accuser, his credibility, and whether or not they'll associate the accuser with his mother and other family members that, quite frankly, may not have seemed to believable on the stand.
On Wednesday, comedian Chris Tucker told jurors he warned the pop star to be wary of the family of the teenage boy now accusing him of child molestation. Republicans continue to push for John Bolton to be the next UN ambassador, but GOP Senator George Voinovich is not among the rank and file.
I question the suggestion that Mr. Bolton's qualifications and his record of performance is so outstanding that we should vote for him despite his negative pattern of behavior.
Voinovich, a member of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, called Bolton a lousy leader. A new defense bill has been approved by the House. The price tag is $491 billion. The bill does not include a controversial amendment that would have further restricted women from combat. Bruce Morton has more on the issue.
Women are in these other units, MP units, supply units, that go to infantry units. You know, bring them ammunition, bring them food, things like that. And they're going to come under attack, and they're going to shoot back, and they have. There are over 9,000 service women in Iraq and Afghanistan. 35 in Iraq alone have been killed in action.
The restriction ran into opposition from the Pentagon and lawmakers from both parties. Carrie Underwood is this year's American Idol. She beats out Bo Bice of Alabama to capture the fourth season of the hit show. This is CNN Radio News.
Summer weather can wreak havoc on a car's starting and charging system, so beat the heat. Get to AutoZone right now. The pros at AutoZone can test your car's starting and charging system for free. And AutoZone is the only place to find Duralast starters, alternators, and batteries. Parts that are built to last, even under the toughest conditions. So don't let hot weather leave you stranded this summer. Just get in the zone. AutoZone.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
You know, sleep can really impact how we look. I've noticed when I don't get enough sleep, not only does my skin look duller, but I just look older. So when I have pain and trouble sleeping, I don't just put up with it. I take something, Tylenol PM. It doesn't make me groggy, and it's non-habit forming. I just look and feel better when I get enough sleep. For me, it's not just about hitting the gym and stocking up at the makeup counter. It's about making sure I relieve my pain and I can sleep. Tylenol PM. Use only as directed.
Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas says he's pleased the U.S. has promised tens of millions of dollars in aid to his people. Through an interpreter, he tells CNN the money will be used properly.
The Minister of Finance now enjoys a great deal of transparency and accountability. And we are asking that the American aid and the American money to go to the Ministry of Finance. We would listen to the President tomorrow when we meet with him, and we don't know yet about the amount.
The Abbas is in Washington to meet with President Bush. The World Health Organization has launched a two-year worldwide study of the dangers of drinking. It says alcohol abuse killed 1.8 million people in the year 2000, including wrecks and suicides. It's also linked to more than 60 different medical conditions, including oral, liver, and breast cancer, heart disease, stroke, high blood pressure, and cirrhosis of the liver. This is news from CNN Radio. A spike in oil prices overshadows evidence of economic growth in the form of two reports. Susan Lasovich has more from New York.
New orders for long-lasting durable goods rose much more than expected in April due to particular strength in civilian and military aircraft. Meanwhile, sales of new homes last month hit a fresh record. But yet another report showed an unexpected decline last week in crude stockpiles, only the second decline in the last 15 weeks. Oil prices surged to just under $51 a barrel, and stocks slumped. The Nasdaq snapped an eight-session win streak, and both the Nasdaq and the Dow ended off about a half a percent. Susan Lasovich, CNN Radio, New York.
Runaway bride Jennifer Wilbanks will be going before a judge, but not to repeat her wedding vows. A Georgia grand jury has indicted her on felony and misdemeanor charges. She's accused of making false statements and filing a false crime report. I'm Paul Chambers. This is the CNN Radio Network.
Mornings.
Randy Rhodes, loud and left, here on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
What's with the pictures? There's the photograph of Saddam Hussein in his panties. It's like one big scrapbooking affair, this whole war. I've never seen anything like this in my life. All these photos. Why are they taking pictures of a brutal dictator in his tighty-whities? Now the guy can sue. Oh, this is just so bad.
Randy Rhodes, weekdays at 5 on the Mike 92.1. And the Mike92.1.com.
This is Mike Love of the Beach Boys. America, we need to plant more trees.
You can make the air taste fresher. Breathe as deeply as you please. Make the world a better place. Protecting our good earth with trees. Help the Arbor Day Foundation. Plant more trees across the nation. Plant a tree today for all the world to share.
Go online to arborday.org.
Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. This is Air America. My name is Mike Malloy. Now, as promised, we're going to play for you. It doesn't run too long, maybe about 3 minutes, I think. The Bush administration, Bush himself, but the administration has used fear to manipulate the American people into accepting preemptive war. That is diabolical. That is sick. We're now to the point where, for the most part, we as a country, we accept anything. Torture, destruction, death of our own troops, anything, so that we have this false sense of security. This is beyond a farce or a joke. This is sick stuff. The first thing you have to do, when you start to sell terror to your own people, characterize the enemy in blatant, simple, generic terms. You know, evil, evildoers, terrorists, the enemy, etc., stuff like that. Stress that the evildoers are everywhere. Make sure the people realize they're in constant danger. Oh, my God. Keep the threat vague is number two. Never give a specific threat. Issue blanket alerts in response to general threats. And exaggerate the threats as much as possible, like Iraq's deadly weapons of mass destruction, or nuclear weapons, or Al-Qaeda cells all over the world, or right there in American neighborhoods. Look what happened up in Buffalo, New York, for Christ's sake! Now, the public will be willing to accept anything you say if they think it'll protect them from the evildoers armed with viruses and germs and nuclear weapons who are lurking in their neighborhood and hanging out the playgrounds ready to rape our children. They'll seal off their homes with duct tape and plastic, remember that. They'll support legislation like the USA Patriot Act that eliminates freedom and civil liberties, and most importantly, the sheeple will support an illegal preemptive war against an innocent population, even when the rest of the world protests, because we are effectively terrified. No matter how many body bags come back, of course we'll never know how many come back, no matter how many innocent people die, that's how easy it is. Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
We face perils we've never thought about, perils we've never seen before, but they're dangerous.
This is good versus evil. These are evildoers. They have no justification.
Axis of evil. Our struggle is against evil people. Evil people that claim they're religious but are not. Evil weapons.
Great evil is stirring in the world.
Cult of evil. We fight evil.
They're flat evil.
The evildoers are continuing to try to harm America and Americans.
The evildoers.
Hands of evildoers. There's no shadow of the world dark enough for them to kind of slither around in. There's a real threat. There are people who want to use death. They want to murder innocent lives. Genocide and chaos.
Well, Al-Qaeda is extremely dangerous.
The danger is that Al-Qaeda becomes an extension of Saddam's madness. He has made it very clear he hates the United States.
And it's terrifying. Children are forbidden to fly kites. A girl of 7 is beaten for wearing white shoes.
The Iraqi regime practices the rape of women.
A leader who has killed thousands of people, a leader who is brutal. They're seeking chemical, biological, and nuclear weapons.
The regime is seeking a nuclear bomb.
He wants to have a nuclear weapon.
He's terrorized his neighborhood and he's developing weapons of mass destruction.
Weapons of mass destruction, or develops weapons of mass destruction.
Weapons that would create incredible havoc here at home.
Biological and chemical weapons. Xanthrax, or VX, nerve gas.
We face a second wave of terrorist attacks in the form of deadly anthrax. We're stockpiling enough smallpox vaccine for every man, woman, and child in America.
They're still out there. These people are, you know, these killers, they're still lurking around.
There are still thousands of these trained killers around.
The thousands of trained killers are plotting to attack us.
Barbaric killers.
Killers are still out there. They're nothing but a bunch of cold-blooded killers. I also know that the enemy still wants to hit us.
They've hit us before and they want to hit us again.
More dangers and sacrifices lie ahead. Threat to every nation and eventually to civilization itself. Harm civilization as we know it.
The danger to our country is grave. The danger to our country is growing.
I know the risks to our country. Those risks only increase with time. The threats to the homeland are growing threats. These people aren't going away anytime soon.
In the morning that hadn't gone by that I haven't saw or read threats.
Sometimes it seems like the terror threat may be going away. But all you got to do is look on your TV today.
The free world is must recognize that no one is safe.
It's the new reality.
It's the new reality. It's the new reality. War is peace. Republicans are moral. Remember the smallpox thingy? Remember that? You heard him right there. We are stockpiling enough smallpox vaccine to vaccinate every man, woman, and child in America. Remember that, Truth Seeker. Anthrax, VX gas. These sons of bitches really did a job on America, didn't they, Truth Seeker? Where are the killers? I want some killers, Mr. Bush. I haven't seen one. I'm looking for lurkers, skulkers, dark-skinned people with turbans and beards and camels. I want some evildoers. Where are they, Mr. Bush? My God, linemen and post office workers and lobstermen, everybody look out. Here come the terrorists. Here they come. They're going to snatch your child. They're going to rape your wife. They're going to rape you. They can't wear white shoes. They can't fly kites. They can't pick boogers out of their noses. They're going to kill us all. No one's safe. They're going to attack America, and then the world, and then civilization, and then the moon, and then Mars, and then Venus, and they're going to blow up the sun, and then they're going to go for the Milky Way. They're going to get it all!
The galaxy is and then what? Well, what's after a galaxy?
Carl, what's after a galaxy? A universe? You say universe, because then you can say universal destruction.
Then comes the universe! And then comes universal destruction! Jesus! Vote for me, because I'll keep you safe. They're out there. They're in here. They're over there. USA Patriot Act will keep you safe. Oh, Jesus! And pray.
And get duct tape. You get plastic sheeting.
Now, jump up and down on one foot and pat your head with one hand and rub your tummy with the other.
All right, Simon Says, hop on one foot, tat your tummy, and dap, 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 dap. Do you see what these filthy, murderous, yes, I'm going to say it again, sons of bitches did to this country? Do you see what they did? Do you see what they did? Huh? And then this whorish media that we have picked up on all of this, and every day, remember how many times last year and the year before, were you going about your business? Huh? All of a sudden, CNN breaks in, or there's Ashcroft, or there's Tom Ridge, or there's Cheney. Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, my God. The chatter is picking up. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. They're talking about bringing a nuclear weapon into the subway in Chicago. Oh, my God. They're talking about releasing sarin gas in the subways of New York. Oh, my God. They're going to blow up Miami. Oh, my God. They're going to attack L.A. Oh, my God. Denver is on the hit list. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Saddam has nukes. Saddam has nuclear weapons. The smoking gun is going to be a mushroom cloud. Oh, it's coming. Oh, Jesus, it's coming. It's coming. Here, hide. I'll take care of you. Don't worry about it. Come here. Oh, give up your freedoms first. Okay, run in here. Okay, leave all your freedoms at the door. No, 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 no. No more freedom of assembly. No more freedom of religion. No more freedom. Blah, 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 blah. Now, come in here. Come in here. We're all safe in here. It's dark in here, in here, in here. Isn't it? But it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. We're safe. 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 We're safe.
Listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Tough questions, progressive answers. This is Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
By the Aviator, winner of 5 Academy Awards, now on DVD.
Ladies and gentlemen, Howard Hughes.
He saw the future.
Don't tell me it can't be done.
And changed the world. Soar into the DVD that's packed with incredible special features, including an interview with Leonardo DiCaprio, commentary by Martin Scorsese, and actual footage from the life of Howard Hughes.
Fastest man on the planet.
Buy the Aviator 2-disc DVD today. Rated PG-13 for thematic elements, sexual content, nudity, language, and a crash sequence.
I'm a reporter, and when a story breaks, I have to do my job, even when I'm congested from my worst allergies. Fortunately, I found Claritin D. Now, I'm Claritin clear.
25 seconds, Tom.
Claritin D gives me non-drowsy, long-lasting relief from even my worst allergy symptoms, like congestion and sinus pressure. Nothing is stronger or faster than Claritin D. It takes on my worst symptoms and leaves me clear.
5 seconds.
Get tough on your toughest allergy symptoms. Live Claritin clear.
Use as directed. Comparisons are among oral OTC allergy products.
The Al Franken Show, proving the truth is entertaining.
I love the Dead.
When did that start for you, by the way?
It started in college and then...
Because, you know, you don't strike me as sort of a typical Deadhead. But
then again, I am.
You are?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. You go to a Dead concert, there's
just 50,000 Al Frankens. Whirling around.
The Al Franken Show, weekdays at 11 on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1, streaming at themike921.com.
We actually have Future Mark on line one. Oh, Future Mark, that guy's great. Put him through.
Hey, buddy, what's up?
Hey, buddy, what's up?
Just checking in, man. I told you Cincinnati would be good. I'm sorry I didn't tell you about the flu you were going to get.
Yeah, thanks, man. When does this go away?
Friday, I promise.
Hey, what's that noise, man?
Oh, I'm sorry. The news is on.
Well, can't you just turn it off? We're kind of having a conversation here.
Actually, no, I can't. The news is always on now, or should I say infoblasts are always on. All the media outlets now have these info cannons, and they fire nanorobot swarms of data in the air, and you just kind of breathe them.
Wait, whoa. Let me see if I get this right. So robots fly into your mouth with the news?
Yeah, mouth, nose, ear canal, sometimes the other orifice, which is strangely pleasant sometimes.
Well, isn't that annoying?
Isn't what annoying?
Getting the news that way.
Is that what we've been talking about? I'm sorry, man, my attention span's taken a real beating since this technology came out in 2030, and that's what caused the, sorry, man. I forgot what we were talking about again. Ow! Hey, what? Hey! Ah, I just just got stung by a story on a runaway bride.
So they sting you too, the nanobots?
No, they're different types. The earlier news carriers were actual insects.
Oh.
I just got stung by an info bee. Fox created those. There were ticks, mosquitoes. What were we talking about?
News, man, news. So what kind of news do you get in 2050?
Well, there are about 250,000 news outlets, most of them inhalables. Hmm. You know, crime blotters, sports, weather, porn. But now they're all mixed together. Actually, as we speak, I'm inhaling the New York Times Financial Lesbian Action Report.
Oh.
It really holds your attention for the 3 seconds it's on. I got to invest in that Dolphin Sports League.
All right, so I guess there's a Dolphin Sports League now.
Oh, yeah, Dolphin Sports Porn, Monkey Sports Porn, Giraffe Ball Porn. Oh. Hold on, man. There's a Michael Jackson bulletin that comes in every 3 minutes. Busted again?
He's still around?
Yeah, but he's fondling clones now. So now we're in this, like, gray zone as far as the ethical thing goes. I mean, we all use the pleasure clone. It's no secret. Really, how old is any clone? A couple weeks old, maybe.
Well, that's kind of creeping me out, buddy.
Mark, hey, how's it going, man?
What?
There's something I was going to tell you. I sent myself a brain mail. Hold on. Tell Mark to start carrying hand sanitizer. Lots of it.
Why?
You know, it wouldn't be fair to tell you why, because I know how you are, but I guess it wouldn't be fair of me not to tell you.
Yeah, that does worry me. How much hand sanitizer?
Well, if they've got it in a drum, buy that. I gotta go. Judy Woodruff Gone Wild is on.
Really?
Shake it, Judy. Yeah!
Find out why on the Stephanie Miller Show tomorrow morning.
Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike. 92.1.
They're flat evil. And as a nation of good folks, we're going to hunt them down.
It's astonishing to me the way this group of criminals in the Bush crime family used the worst attack on this country in terms of the number dead since the War of 1812. Used it. For their own corrupt means. It's just unbelievable. As Bush said, they hit the trifecta. All right, I want to get some of these sound bites in. We're going to come to your phone calls. Just stay with us. Okay? McClellan had a briefing today. I'm sure he's longing for the warm embrace of Jeff Gannon. On the stem cell debate, or as Bush calls it, the Semstel. What do you call it? Semstel? Yeah, the Semstel debate. Listen to the hypocrisy oozing out of Simple Scotty's mouth. It's thicker than syrup here. Listen as he talks about how the giggling killer in the White House values a culture of life. What a crock. The reporter says, Scott, the Senate is now going to schedule a vote on the stem cell legislation that passed yesterday in the House. What does President Bush think should be done with all of the frozen embryos in clinics that are not ever going to be used?
And the president believes we ought to encourage people to choose a life-affirming alternative to the discarding of these embryos. And that alternative is adoption, because the president believes we should value life at every stage. And that's, we should value life in America, and that means at all stages. And that's what the president is talking about. Now, in terms of the stem cell policy, the president was also making a very important principle, or stating a very important principle, and what his policy is. The president's policy is that we should not be using public dollars for the destruction of life.
What? Who's funding the war in Iraq, you pig? That's public dollars for the destruction of life? Where does the money come from for lethal injections, you pig? We should value life in America, and that means at all stages, unless they're around 20 or so and Bush needs them to die for his oil wars, or unless they're on death row, or unless they're really a poor and can't afford health care or life-saving measures like baby son Hudson, or unless they're really old and need real prescription drug coverage. But he does care about clumps of cells frozen in test tubes, doesn't he? Huh? No, he doesn't. He knows that his religiously insane base does. Sick people. How many are there? Oh, about 400,000, these little frozen clots of snot. I guess in Bush's bizarre fantasy world, those 400,000 frozen embryos would be donated and implanted in willing adoptive surrogates, huh? Spread your legs, lady! Can you imagine the genetic nightmare that would bring? Imagine, how would you know if your boyfriend might be your half-brother? Or your mom was really your sister? But I digress. Another reporter asked about Bush's odd, contradictory attitude towards stem cell funding. The crack White House reporter says, Scott, certainly adoption of additional embryos is a terrific alternative, but those people who support stem cell research and public funding for it, for the promise that that holds in the scientific community, is that not life-affirming as well?
What I'm saying is, in response to the question about these frozen embryos, but in the president's belief that we ought to promote
a culture of life in America,
that we ought to value life
at all
stages, the president believes very strongly that we must pursue the tremendous possibilities of science, and he believes we can do so in a way that respects the dignity of life and that maintains our highest ethical standards.
What? Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God. Now on to foreign affairs. We got time to put this one in? We don't have time to put it. Okay. Helen Thomas had some fun with Mr. Simpleton on the issue of the invitation to liberate Iraq and Afghanistan. Did you know there was an invitation? Huh? You didn't know that, did you? So, As usual with Helen Thomas, you can barely hear her, but there's four or five Q&As that go back and forth here until little Scotty says, go ahead, Steve. Go ahead, Steve. You know, that's how he always shuts off someone like Helen Thomas. Go ahead, Steve. Where's Scott? I wish Scott were here. Where's Scott? Oh, I miss him. I miss his softballs. He used to throw softball questions at me, and I miss the softballs. What did you think I meant by that? I miss the softball questions. Do I have to add the word questions? Okay. I miss his softballs questions. How's that? Where's Jeff? Oh, Jeffrey! Jeffrey, 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 Jeffrey! Now they got the logs when you used to come and visit me. Jeffrey, 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 Jeffrey! What am I going to do with you, you little rascal? What am I going to do with you? Huh? What am I going to do with you? Jeffrey, 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 Jeffrey. You did take down your website, right? Okay, good, 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 good. I am a scientist. Jeffrey, 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 Jeffrey.
Religiously, I'm speaking on the science, cause we gotta live on science alone.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Madison's home for Air America. Madison's progressive talk. The Mike, 92.1.
For the best in independent news, subscribe to Mother Jones Magazine at readmojo.com. This month, read why the FDA's own scientists are worried that the agency approves unsafe drugs that put you at risk. Learn how ExxonMobil's donations to journalists and think tanks may be affecting the news you get about global warming. Plus, check out one author's argument about why pop culture may make you smarter. Subscribe today at readmojo.com. Mother Jones brings you hard-hitting investigative reporting at readmojo.com.
I am Gunnery Sergeant Arley Ermey, United States Marine Corps. While our armed forces defend our freedom, their families shoulder household duties and emergencies alone. To help, the veterans of foreign wars and Vermont American brand Bits and Blades have created the Unmet Needs Program.
John Fergus here, the VFW National Commander. Please help us help our military families by visiting unmetneeds.com and by purchasing Vermont American Bits and Blades. A portion of every purchase goes to help.
Visit unmetneeds.com and buy Vermont American brand Bits and Blades. Thank you and Semper Fi. Hoorah!
Charlie Pickett here for Amdro. Now, I don't know anybody that likes ants. That's why you need to know about new Amdro Ant Block. Ant Block keeps ants out of your house, and it wipes them out where they live, outside. Just sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the foundation of your home. You see, Ant Block's a bait. Ants take it back to the colony where they share it and die, even the queen. Look for new amp block at Lowe's. Stop them on the outside before they come inside.
Buy the Aviator, winner of 5 Academy Awards, now on DVD.
Ladies and gentlemen, Howard Hughes.
He saw the future.
Don't tell me it can't be done.
And changed the world. Soar into the DVD that's packed with incredible special features, including an interview with Leonardo DiCaprio, commentary by Martin Scorsese, and actual footage from the life of Howard Hughes.
I'm the fastest man on the planet.
Buy the Aviator 2-disc DVD today. Rated PG-13 for thematic elements, sexual content, nudity, language, and a crash sequence.
Madison's Progressives are on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike, 92.1.
We all need and deserve quality, affordable health care. And as things stand now, we rely on employers to pay their fair share when it comes to providing health insurance for their workers. While many responsible employers are still doing the right thing and paying for their employee health care coverage, Walmart has chosen to game the system by offering unaffordable, substandard health insurance coverage, even to their full-time workers. Their employees are therefore forced to apply for Medicaid or Badger Care to get decent health care coverage. We need to conserve our precious public health program dollars for the many uninsured Wisconsinites whose employers can't afford to provide them with health insurance. These dollars were never intended to subsidize Walmart, a company with over $10 billion in profits last year alone. Now other big corporations, particularly big box stores, are trying to compete with Walmart by following their terrible example and mooching off our Medicaid dollars. This is exactly the wrong direction for our health care system. On Wednesday, June 1st, join us at noon on the State Street steps of the Capitol to demand that Walmart pay their fair share for health care. We will present Walmart with an invoice for $4.75 million of Wisconsin's public health program dollars they used last year to subsidize their profits. It shouldn't be too hard for them to pay the money back, because they earn about that much in profit every 4 hours they are in business. We will also hear from progressive legislators like Representative Therese Brousseau, who will propose legislation that would require companies like Walmart to either pay more for their employees' health care or reimburse the state for the cost of covering their employees. We need quality, affordable health care for everybody, and it starts with corporations paying their fair share. This has been a listener commentary from Darcy Haber at Wisconsin Citizen Action. I hope to see you at noon on June 1st.
Randy Rhodes, loud and left, here on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
You're a Republican, and you're proud of that. Why not call us at Republican Rehab? We'll gently bring you back to consciousness.
I can't do it anymore.
Okay, don't cry. It's okay. We're Republican Rehab.
Randy Rhodes.
I have to get out.
Weekdays at 5 on the Mike 92.1 and the Mike921.com.
And now, more of Lies and the Lying Liars Who Tell Them, a fair and balanced look at the right. On August 16, the INS arrested Zacharias Moussaoui, a flight school student who seemed to have little interest in learning to take off or land a plane. The arresting agent wrote that Moussaoui seemed like, quote, the type of person who could fly something into the World Trade Center. Trying to pique the interest of FBI headquarters in Washington, a Minneapolis FBI agent wrote that a 747 loaded with fuel could be used as a weapon. If this information had been shared and analyzed, for example, by a newly founded Homeland Security Agency, it might have sparked memories of the Clinton-thwarted 1996 Al-Qaeda plot to hijack an American commercial plane and crash it into CIA headquarters. On August 26, still on the ranch, Bush discussed with reporters the difference between his two dogs. Spot's a good runner. You know, Barney, terriers are bred to go into holes and pull out varmint. And Spotty chases birds. Spotty's a great water dog. I'll go fly fishing this afternoon on my lake. And you know something? He did just that. Among those left to swelter in the D.C. heat that August was one Thomas J. Pickard. No fly fishing for him.
Live is the first weekend in June at Lake Geneva. Meet this year's speakers on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
Hey, neocons, Don't be afraid. Be very afraid. It's Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
26 before the hour. So Helen Thomas here. Now, as you know, Helen's a little hard to understand because they always keep the mic away from her. But she says, after the first question, which you'll be able to hear, then she says, were we invited into Iraq? And then she says, you mean if they had asked us out that we would have left? And then she says, I'm talking about today, too. And then she says, did we invade those countries? Okay, that's the setup. Now, here's Helen Thomas having fun with Simple Scotty on the issue of the invitation that we received to liberate Iraq and Afghanistan, and the invitation to eliminate, yeah, and the invitation to liberate Iran is being mailed within a couple of weeks, and the invitation to liberate Syria and Saudi Arabia and Great Britain and France, North Korea, China, Japan, India, Sri Lanka. All the invitations are on there. Oh, the one for Venezuela, that's going to be sent by courier. Here's Helen Thomas.
Hey, in fact, this week you said that we, the United States, is in Afghanistan and Iraq by invitation. Would you like to correct that incredible distortion of American history?
No, we are. That's what we currently...
Your credibility is already mired. How can you say that?
Helen, I think everyone in this room knows that you're taking that comment out of context. There are two democratically elected governments in Iraq.
Invited into Iraq.
There are two democratically elected governments now in Iraq and Afghanistan, and we are there at their invitation. They are sovereign governments, and we are there today.
They had asked us out that we would have left?
No, Helen, I'm talking about today. We are there at their invitation. They are sovereign governments, and we are doing all we can to train and equip their security forces so that they can provide for their own security as they move forward on a free and democratic future.
Did we invade those countries?
Go ahead, Steve.
Did we invade those countries? And then this little rat bastard McClellan says, go ahead, Steve. Oh, where's Jeffrey? It just occurred to me, Helen Thomas and Marge sound exactly alike. Were we invited into Iraq, Scott? There are two democratically elected governments now in Iraq and Afghanistan, and we are there at their invitation. They are sovereign governments. See, we are there at their invitation. Can you believe this? Can you believe this weasel? Huh? Harman Karzai from California, from UNICAL? He's the democratically elected president of Afghanistan, and we're there by his invitation. And who, I defy you, who's the president? Don't touch Google. Who's the president of Iraq? That's right. And Helen says, you mean if they had asked us to leave that we would have left? No, Helen. I'm talking about today. We're there at their invitation. They're sovereign governments. I'm talking about today, too. And we're doing all we can to train and equip their security forces so they can provide for their own security as they move forward to a free and democratic future. Did we invade those countries? Go ahead, Steve. And the crack White House press corps, see? They leave Helen Thomas, who has forgotten more than these little bastards will ever know. They leave her twisting slowly in the wind. Here she is in her 80s, standing there by herself, just giving Scott McClellan a most severe case of red ass. So why don't the other reporters come to her defense? Oh, Helen, please. What did that 5'10" sack of snot call her? An old Arab? Remember when Ann Coulter called her that? Why doesn't Helen Thomas, that old Arab, you know, go die or whatever she said? Helen Thomas, and you know, happens to be Lebanese, like Danny Thomas? Helen Thomas? But Ann Coulter, a 5'10" bag of snot, has the absolute gall to refer to Helen Thomas as that old Arab? And you just wonder, don't you? I do. Why doesn't the crack White House press corps, all those pretty boys who do their stand-up in the network news and on the cables, why don't one of those sons of bitches ever demonstrate that they have the least bit of respect for a woman and their elders and someone who has busted her ass trying to get the truth out and come to her defense? They don't. They let her twist in the wind. You guys are despicable, every single damn one of you. All of you lantern-jawed cutie pies with your big hair and your $1,500 suits and your dumbass questions and the fact that you embraced Jeff Gannon, every one of you knew what he was. You cowards, you stinking cowards. And there's Helen Thomas. Well, Scott, you know, you're lying through your teeth. Well, Scott, you don't have any credibility. Well, Scott, do you mean, if were there an invitation, if they invite us to leave, would we leave? Well, Scott, and they just leave her there. God, these people make me sick. Now, we all know the Newsweek article about flushing the Quran was correct, but listen to this song and dance to this crack White House reporter's question. Scotty blames our abuses on Al-Qaeda. This was incredible. Here's the question. Scott, there's an FBI memo that's been released today through a Freedom of Information request. It'll probably be on the Malloy program tonight. It dates from August 23rd, 2002 and recounts the interrogation, the interview of a detainee at Bagram. And in the memo, the FBI recounts that this detainee says he had nothing against the United States, but the guards in his detention facility do not treat him well. Their behavior is bad. About 5 months ago, the guards beat the detainees and they flushed a Quran in the toilet. Now, there have been some statements, Scott, coming from some administration officials since the Newsweek retraction of its story that a Quran was flushed down the toilet, that the United States government had no knowledge of any such action.
This is referring to a detainee, right?
Correct.
No, I think what the Department of Defense has said is that they have found nothing to substantiate any such allegation.
At one point, I believe Mr. DeRita said that there was no such allegation.
You can check with the Department of Defense on his words, but I know that they have publicly said that they have found nothing to substantiate any such allegations. There have been allegations made by detainees. We know that members of Al-Qaeda are trained to mislead and to provide false reports. We know that's one of their tactics that they use, and so I think you have to keep that in mind as well.
Yeah, but Scott, the people who are making the charges are not Al-Qaeda. They're people who have been released from Bagram and Guantanamo because there was nothing to charge them with. They are taxi drivers, Scott. They are farmers, Scott. They are peasants, Scott. They collect rocks for a living, Scott. They are not Al-Qaeda. If they were Al-Qaeda, they would be dead. Your administration would have stripped their skin off, would have removed their testicles, would have beat them to death. These are not Al-Qaeda. These are people, Scott, who had their Qurans flushed down the freaking toilet. Scott. Hello, Jeffrey! Jeffrey, Jeffrey, Jeffrey! Where are you? Oh, I can't stand these questions. Jeffrey! So another reporter takes a crack at the issue of prisoner abuse. This crack White House reporter says, on various occasions, on various reports of abuse, whether it's at Guantanamo or Afghanistan, you've often said that those are isolated incidents. Are there any U.S. policies, though, in place currently that have led to those isolated incidents that should be reevaluated, huh, Scott?
Certainly what you bring up has been a stain on the image of the United States abroad. But if you look at how we address these matters, it shows our commitment to human rights and human dignity. We hold people accountable when there is abuse.
Oh my God.
We take steps to prevent it from happening again.
Oh my God.
And we do so in a very public way for the world to see that we lead by example and that we do have values that we hold very dearly and believe in.
Oh, you pig. You pig. Our commitment to human rights and human dignity. What about our policy of rendition, Scotty? Huh? You know, sending people to be tortured? Huh? We hold people accountable when there's abuse? Did you really say that, you little rat bastard? Then why is Rumsfeld still in office? Huh, Scotty? We take steps to prevent it from happening again, and we do it in a very public way. Really? You know what would be more public, Scotty, if you fired Rummy? That might start to repair our battered image in the Muslim world. But not to worry. They're just Muslims. They're just ragheads. All they believe in is this false religion. Quran, my ass.
It does not know.
Oh, Jesus. And he stands there. And he says it. George Voinovich, when we come back.
My cousin Bob, they even got my grandma when she was working for the mob. Brainwash you while you're sleeping, while in your traffic jam. Brainwash you while you're weeping, while still a baby in your prime. Brainwash by the military, brainwash them.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Did you catch all of that? Take a moment to bask in the truth. This is Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
If you think a little heartburn is no big deal, even if you're taking medication, I've got two words for you. Think again. Persistent heartburn 2 or more days a week, despite treatment and change of diet, may be acid reflux disease. And about 1 in 3 people with acid reflux may have damage in their esophagus and not even know it. Now I've got another word for you. Nexium. For many, one prescription Nexium, esomeprazole magnesium, not only provides 24-hour heartburn relief, but heals acid-related erosions in the esophagus. Most erosions heal in 4 to 8 weeks. Your results may vary. Other serious stomach conditions may still exist. The most common side effects of Nexium include headache, diarrhea, and abdominal pain. See our ad in Ladies Home Journal. For more information, visit purplepill.com or call 1-877-3-NEXIUM. When it comes to acid reflux disease, think Nexium, the healing purple pill. Ask your doctor if Nexium is right for you.
Morning's Edition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
I see, my big fear, and I think I've told you this before, is I'll be on my deathbed, and as I'm about to take my last breath, someone will come in with a newspaper and go, "They just cured death!" You know, and then I'll be... And then again, I can barely get through a week, you know, a month, living forever, just by judging by my father. I don't want to.
Morning's Edition, from 5 to 8.
On Madison's Progressive Talk.
The Mike, 92.1.
Hey, Maren. Sorry to interrupt you, buddy, but Future Mark is on line one.
Future Mark, great. Put him through.
Hey, buddy, what's up?
Hey, buddy, what's up? So what's going on in 2050 today?
Well, I'm getting my kidney replaced. It's been about 3 months, and I was at the hospital anyway, so I thought, you know, what the hell? But that's not really why I'm at the hospital.
So why are you at the hospital?
I had to bring my clone in because he hurt himself.
Oh, no. Is he, are they okay? I mean, are you guys okay? What happened?
Well, he's fine. They're always fine. I just, I kind of beat him up.
Whoa. You beat up your clone? Well, I'm sorry, buddy, but that's kind of creepy.
All right, well, look, you know how you spent all those years beating yourself up? Well, in 2050, that's all over, my friend. You just take it out on the clone. It's actually why most people have them anyway.
Wait, so in the future I have a clone... And I just use him as a punching bag?
Well, that's not what he's for. You know, he cooks, he cleans, he does the things you don't want to do. He attends events for me sometimes. He stands in line for stuff. I make him buy condoms. Yeah, stuff like that.
But mostly you just hit him.
You don't understand, Mark. Crime has gone way down because of clones. They take the brunt of people's frustrations. There's hardly any more domestic abuse now that you can kick your clone's ass instead.
I'm sorry, man, but that it just sounds exactly like domestic abuse to me.
No, it's not. They don't bleed or anything. They don't even feel physical pain. I even shot him once, and then I sent him out for pizza. The problem is, actually, you can hurt their feelings. I mean, they are still you, you know.
Mr. Maron, your
clone is ready to go home now.
Oh, hey, Mark, my clone's here. Hold on. You told me he fell down the stairs, right? Like we said, right?
Wow, this is really weird. I mean, I don't want to judge you, but man. So is everybody like this to their clones?
Hey, I'm one of the nice ones, okay? I mean, I'm not a clonist or anything. I've even been to Clone Town, like, a bunch of times. As long as they know their place. You know what I'm saying? I mean, can you imagine if they could vote? Wow, that'd be awful.
Oh, man. Dude, I usually enjoy these conversations, but today you're really making me kind of sad. Kind of bummed, a little freaked out. But is there anything you want to tell me before I go?
Yeah, actually. Did you see the movie Signs?
You mean the one about the crop circles and the aliens?
Exactly. Okay, so here's what you need to do. You need to rent it again and kind of get the message. And just for your own peace of mind, you might want to have a super soaker filled with water on you pretty much all the time.
Okay, man. But look, be nicer to your clone.
Yeah, whatever. Later, man.
Later.
Progressive voices are all here.
All here.
The Mike 92.1, Madison's Progressive Talk, streaming at themike921.com.
Because life's too short to listen to right-wing radio, it's more of Mike Malloy.
All right, finally tonight, Senator George Voinovich of Ohio. Now, here's a guy who, on the Senate Judiciary Committee, was it Judiciary Committee? He had the power to stop the John Bolton nomination. He had the power to send Bolton, this little weaselly bastard, into oblivion, or someplace where he could go ahead and commit murder off the radar screen. Bolton, the most memorable vision I have of Bolton was when he marched into one of the counties in Florida where they were attempting to do a recount and said he was there in the name of the Bush administration or the Bush campaign and to stop the county. By the way, do you know who was there with him? Scott McClellan. And a bunch of other brown shirts. Now, Senator Voinovich was, I guess I have to use the word, eloquent in the committee hearing when he laid out reason after reason after reason after reason after reason after reason why John Bolton was not qualified. Another Bush nominee not qualified. They just never end, do they? And through the way the U.S. Senate committees work, they went ahead and approved him 10-8, party line vote, but not really approved him. They sent it to the Senate floor without approval, which doesn't mean a damn thing. It just gives certain Republican senators cover. It means nothing. So now it's ready for an up or down vote. And oh, don't forget, Bill Frist is ready to trigger the nuclear option. If the Democrats so much as even think about a filibuster to stop this vicious, intimidating pig, John Bolton, from becoming our new ambassador to the United Nations. With Wolfowitz heading the World Bank and Bolton as our ambassador to the United Nations. Oh, my goodness. You talk about a 1-2 punch, huh? Talk about destabilizing countries financially and using the power of the United Nations. Oh, my Jesus. Oh, God. So, Senator Voinovich makes a plea to his Republican comrades to not confirm John Bolton. I'm not impressed, Voinovich. I don't care if you wet your pants. You had your chance. You could have voted no in the committee. So stand there and weep and wail and bawl your eyes out. I don't care.
We're going to vote tomorrow. And I'm afraid that when we go to the well,
that too many of my colleagues, are not going to understand that this appointment is very, very important to our country.
Yeah.
A strategic time when we need friends all over the world. We need somebody up there that's going to be able to get the job done.
Yeah.
And I know some of my friends say, don't let it go. George is going to work out.
Yeah.
I want to take the risk. I came back here and ran for a second term because I'm worried about my kids and my grandchildren.
Oh.
And I just hope my colleagues will take the time. And before they get to this well, do some serious thinking about whether or not we should send John Bolton to the United Nations. I yield the floor.
Oh, George, I'm so touched by your emotion. Oh, you're worried about your kids and your grandkids. You know what's going to happen to your kids and grandkids? Possibly the same thing is going to happen to mine because of your vote. They might be killed. You whiny-ass Republican. You chicken-hearted, whiny-ass Republican.
Oh, I'm afraid my colleagues are going to come into the well of the Senate. Ah, weepy, weepy. Has anybody got any Kleenex? Oh, I got snot running down my shirt front. Oh, I've got kids and grandkids.
Not for long. Not with John Bolton as our ambassador to the UN. Voinovich, you make my stomach turn. You crybaby. You had your chance. You could have done it in committee. All you had to do was show some courage, some honesty, some ethical behavior, and say no. But you're like that McCain bastard. You're a coward, Voinovich. You're a coward. You're a coward. And now you want to dump it on your fellow Republicans, huh? You had the power, George.
Oh, my children and my grandchildren. Oh, woe is me. Woe is me. Oh. All my Senate colleagues are going to come and stand in the well of the Senate, and I just... my children! And my grandchildren! Is it lunchtime yet? Oh, my children, my grandchildren. Can I just go back and vote for Negroponte again?
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
On the NASCAR circuit, the drivers and their crews know all about power. Even battery power. In fact, when every second counts, Kevin Harvick's pit crew trusts one brand of battery in every critical device they use. Duracell. So whether it's 600 horsepower or the 9 volts that power their precision instruments, it just has to work. Duracell. Trusted everywhere.
Charlie Pickett here for Amdro. Now, I don't know anybody that likes ants. That's why you need to know about new Amdro Ant Block. Ant Block keeps ants out of your house, and it wipes them out where they live, outside. Just sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the foundation of your home. You see, Ant Block's a bait. Ants take it back to the colony where they share it and die, even the queen. Look for new Ant Block at Lowe's. Stop them on the outside before they come inside.
The Al Franken Show, proving the truth is entertaining.
People who are retired now,
have pensions from companies they work for a long time. They have Social Security, and they have health insurance from the companies they work for. Like a three-legged stool. Now the legs are gone.
The Al Franken Show, weekdays at 11 on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1, streaming at themike921.com.
Hi, I'm Dennis Clayer. I'm the State Street button guy. I'm on the mic.
Streaming online at themike921.com. WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison.
When I grow up, I want to be an astronaut or a firefighter.
I'm going to work the streets, sell some drugs, make some money.
Kids are born with hope, but it can disappear if there's no one there to nurture it. Communities and schools helped almost 1 million children last year stay in school and prepare for life. We've been around for over 25 years and were named one of the 100 nonprofits most likely to save the world by Worth Magazine. Now just think what we could accomplish with your assistance. Call 1-800-CIS-4KIDS.
CNN Radio News. I'm Paul Chambers. A defense bill passed by the House Wednesday will keep the country's women in combat policy powers with the Pentagon. Republican Congressman Duncan Hunter of California says women should be kept out of harm's way.
There may be people here in Washington, D.C. who want to send young women into direct ground combat, but the vast majority of those in the military don't want to do that.
Republicans had attached an amendment to the defense bill that would have strictly defined combat situations and the role women play in the military. President Bush Wednesday renewed his threat to veto any legislation that expands federal support of embryonic stem cell research.
There must be a balance between science and ethics. And I've made my decision as to how best to achieve that balance.
A bill expanding federal monies for research is getting bipartisan support. It's passed the House and will soon be up for a vote in the Senate. The nomination of John Bolton to be a UN ambassador is still a hot issue. Two Democratic senators are looking for a number of documents to be released, or they may hold up Bolton's confirmation vote.
Senators Dodd and Biden say that they want two things from the State Department and from the NSA. They say they want documents on Syria, in particular regarding a speech that Bolton gave back in 2002. They want to see the intelligence that he based his speech on. And they want to get those NSA intercepts that Bolton had requested on at least 19 U.S. officials.
Andrea Koppel reporting from Washington. A jury in Santa Maria, California will likely start its deliberations in the Michael Jackson trial next week. The pop star did not take the stand in his own defense. Carrie Underwood is this year's American Idol. She beats out Bo Bice of Alabama to capture the fourth season of the hit show. This is CNN Radio News.
It's the biggest breakthrough in getting a good night's sleep. It's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress, an innovation so advanced it's guaranteed to provide a better night's sleep. Now you can get a free sample of the incredible material behind this mattress and a free better sleep video. Call 1-800-719-0111. The Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress contours every curve of your body. You'll sleep more soundly, wake more energized. For people with back or neck problems, Tempur-Pedic offers extraordinary relief. Call Tempur-Pedic now for a free video and sample at 1-800-719-0111. That's 1-800-719-0111.
I'm a woman. I like things like movies with dialogue and sweater sets. I like hot cocoa on a rainy day. I like the word cocoa. But most of all, I like my big fat hog. Which is why I have Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Geico covers most kinds of bikes and has money-saving discounts. Geico. That's nice.
For a free rate quote on motorcycle insurance, visit geico.com or call 1-800-44-CYCLE. Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Let's ride.
Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas says he needs and appreciates support from President Bush for a Palestinian state. Abbas spoke to CNN through an interpreter.
The president expressed that through his vision of two states and the existence and establishment of a Palestinian state, that it is viable and that is independent.
Abbas is in Washington to meet with the president on Thursday. The Senate Wednesday confirmed Priscilla Owen as a federal appellate judge. Democrat Pat Leahy says the vote shows a bipartisan agreement on judicial nominees is really working.
Voting on this controversial nomination demonstrates our goodwill in light of the agreement reached 2 days ago to
avoid triggering what really was a bid in this chamber for one-party rule.
Owens' nomination had been blocked by Democrats for 4 years. A wildflower feared to be extinct has been discovered in California. The Mount Diablo buckwheat had not been seen in more than 6 decades. This is news from CNN Radio. Scientists have used new technology to make a very grim prediction. The little-known Puentes Hills fault running under downtown Los Angeles could leave some 18,000 people dead during a major quake.
This news is really important for emergency planners and response officials so that they can plan accordingly.
Ned Field is with the U.S. Geological Survey. He says the fault could cause the costliest U.S. disaster ever. A new study says patients live longer after bypass surgery over a stent procedure. Dr. Bernard Gesch is with the Mayo Clinic.
My bet is that in 5 years' time, we will see that the results with both procedures are better.
The study of stent versus surgery examined more than 60,000 patients. It says surgery patients did better in the long run. I'm Paul Chambers. This is the CNN Radio Network.
Randy Rhodes, loud and left, here on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1.
NASCAR fans, think about watching that race without a couple of thousand beers, because that's where we're headed. Religion into every single aspect of everyone's life, whether you're religious or not. Whether your religion includes ceremonies with wine, or whether or not after church you have a beer. I don't know. Everything that's old is new again.
Randy Rhodes, weekdays at 5 on the Mike 92.1.
Big Brothers Big Sisters presents 100 Years of Helping Kids.
With us today are Shelly and her big sister Marcy.
Hi.
Hello. To share some stuff we've learned.
Kids and sugar, a combustible mix.
Hey, Marcy, let's go to the zoo. Maybe the park. We could fly a kite. I want a hot dog. No, ice cream. Is that a horse? Hey, let's dance.
Maybe that's enough chocolate.
Moments like these happen every day.
To find out the many ways you can help support kids in your community, call 1-888-412-BIGS or go to BigBrothersBigSisters.org. This message brought to you by Big Brothers Big Sisters and the Ad Council.
Always correct, but never right. It's time for Mike Malloy to step up to the mic on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic 92.1.
Welcome back. 7 past the hour. Come to your phone calls here in just a second. The vote today on Priscilla Owen, she was approved 56-43. Two Democrats voted for her confirmation, Robert Byrd of West Virginia, Mary Landrieu of Louisiana. One Republican, Lincoln Chafee of Rhode Island, voted no. They called him in from a game of croquet, and he came in and voted no. And Jim Jeffords, who is either leaving the Senate or leaving Earth or both when this session is over. So, after 4 years, there she is, Priscilla Owen, who in a poll issued last week by the Houston Bar Association, Miss Owen got rated as the worst of the 6 Texas Supreme Court justices. Last week, not a year ago, not 4 years ago, last week, the worst. Now, the Texas Supreme Court justices, Owen's rating, 46.3% said she is a poor judge. Her rating was the worst of the 6 on the question of whether her opinions were well-reasoned, clearly written, and properly applied the law. Do you understand that? Do you understand that? Every one of these people who voted for her understood that. If I understand it and you understand it, they understood it. Right? She had the worst reasoned opinions, the most not clearly written opinions, and the most not as they applied to the law. She was rated second worst on the question of whether she was, quote, impartial and open-minded with respect to determining legal issues. So, now she goes to the Fifth Circuit in New Orleans, U.S. Court of Appeals. where I'm sure she'll teach Sunday school because she is a Sunday school teacher, and it says in the Bible that queers are condemned to burn in the everlasting fires of hell. Even Alberto Gonzalez, the torture dude. Huh? Even Alberto Gonzalez, the torture dude, who's now U.S. Attorney General, when he served on the same Texas Supreme Court with Miss Owen, he was embarrassed. He said, oh, Jesus. The woman's out of her mind. But you see, this was the deal that was worked out. This is the deal. Now, this will never affect you, True Seeker, unless you live in the Fifth Circuit. Unless you are charged with crime, found guilty, and appeal, and it goes to the U.S. Fifth Circuit of Appeals in New Orleans, then it doesn't matter. Except for the fact that it's one more right-wing neo-Nazi Christo-fascist who now sits on a federal appeals court and determines the fate of people when she should be back in Texas doing her Supreme Court thing there, where the damage and the stupidity is contained. God. But this is the great deal, you see, that the Democrats worked out. And William Pryor's up next. And then Janice Rogers Brown, she's up next. And, you may not know this. Who sent this to me? Crowbar. Today's a special day on the far-right evangelical circuit. It was on this day, 25 years ago, May 25th, 1980, that Oral Roberts came face-to-face with Jesus in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And not just any Jesus, mind you. The Jesus described by Oral Roberts back then in a fundraising letter, of course, was 900 feet tall.
Jesus.
The following is one account of this miracle, which was widely criticized by fundamentalist Christians who maintain that God speaks to humans only through the Holy Scripture. The letter, which triggered the most resounding outburst of public ridicule and criticism to that time, was a September 1980 description of Oral's vision of a 900-foot-tall Jesus. Roberts reported that late on the afternoon of May 25th, he stood looking at the unfinished skeleton of his city of faith, distraught over his financial difficulties, when suddenly, he said, an unusual feeling swept over me. I felt an overwhelming holy presence all around me. When I opened my eyes, there he stood, some 900 feet tall, looking at me. He stood a full 300 feet taller than the 600-foot-tall city of faith. There I was, face to face with Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. I've only seen Jesus once before, but here I was. You did? But here I was, face to face with the King of Kings. He reached down, put his hands under the city of faith, lifted it, and said to me, "See how easy it is for me to lift it?" Oral recalled that his eyes filled with tears, and Jesus assured him that he would speak to the ministry's partners, and that the city of faith would be finished. A 900-foot-tall mushroom! Oh, well, that's what Oral Roberts had been munching on. Out here in Oklahoma, you know, we got deserts out here, and these mushrooms and the cactus buds grow out here, and, you know, every once in a while I like to go out in the desert and, you know, get right with God. And you know, my son and I were out there, and we picked some of these peyote buds, and we brought them back and ate them, and by God, so to speak, there stood a 900-foot-tall Jesus. Big sucker. Do you know how big 900 feet is? It's 300 feet taller than this thing I built back here, you know, with the partners, the prayer partners, and the millions that I have sucked out of the gullible with my fundraising letters about we gotta stop the queers. 900-foot-tall Jesus, huh? Okay, well, you never know, you know. You never know. Well, thanks, Crowbar. Today's the 25th anniversary of that glorious moment when Oral Roberts, who has since gone on to sit in the 900-foot-tall Jesus' real presence, you know. Man. I remember a time also when was it in 1986 when, you know, Jesus wasn't Jesus came was it Jesus was in 85 no Jesus was in 80 and then in 86 Oral Roberts was kidnapped by God. Do you remember that? And he was told that his ministry on earth would be over and he would be murdered if he was unable to raise $9 million by March 31st in order to send medical missionaries to Africa. Now, after the deadline, and they didn't raise the money and he didn't die, he went on to state on April 1st that year that the money had been raised and his life had been spared. Roberts avoided death because a dog track owner in Florida gave him the final $1.5 million that he needed. Wow, man. God held him hostage and Jesus picked up his city. Woo, doggies. Man, this guy really is connected. This guy really was connected. I wonder what he's doing now. Well, he's turning back into dust. That's what he's doing. He ended when he died. But God is going to smash me like a bug if I don't raise money. God is going to smash me like a bug. And I saw a 600-foot-tall, 900-foot-tall Jesus. And, you know, one of these days there's going to be a guy on radio. Jesus told me his name is Rush Limbaugh. And he is going to see 900-foot-tall Jesuses too, because he's going to need a drug y'all don't even know about yet called Oxycontin. And he's going to be eating that stuff. And he's going to see 900-foot prosecutors. I see 900-foot-tall Jesuses, but Rush Limbaugh, he's going to see a 900-foot-tall prosecutor with a 7,000-pound gavel ready to smash him into the ground. Huh? How about that? You want some visions? How's that for a vision?
Listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
We support real family values. Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. 2 weeks ago, a leaked British government memo confirmed our worst suspicions about the Bush administration's pretext for war in Iraq. The lack of press coverage on the memo confirms our worst fears about the American media. If you missed it, the memo contains minutes from a meeting with Tony Blair saying that by July 2002, the Bush administration had already decided to attack Iraq. The memo also says that the intelligence about WMDs was being fixed. And the reaction to this scandal outside the progressive press? Ho-hum, la-di-da, whatever. The mainstream American press has barely even noted the story. This trumped-up war has cost 1,600 American lives, but that doesn't mean it should detract from even bigger stories like the runaway bride. For more on the memo, check out MotherJones.com and read the Mother Jones blog. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
RatFest Midwest Social Forum 2005 is coming up June 3rd through the 5th at Lake Geneva in Williams Bay. It's 3 days of speakers, films, and music supporting the progressive movement. Meet this year's speakers on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1. We'll be talking with the panelists and organizers of RadFest throughout the month of May, and the mic will be at RadFest on Saturday, June 4th. Join us on the air and live from Lake Geneva. For more information, log on to themike921.com.
How are you doing in this fiscally irresponsible Republican era? Who do you got there, Chris?
Mark, this is a little weird. We have you on line one.
Hello?
Hey, buddy, what's up?
Dude, I'm calling from 50 years in the future.
That's possible? Well, cool.
I knew you wouldn't be freaked out about this, man. I mean, you're a visionary.
Well, hey, thanks, man. I never get that. So tell me, how did this happen?
Well, look, time travel, it's hard to explain, so let me simplify it. You know how you get 5 bars on your cell phone? Well, this is the 6th bar, and that's actually all I can tell you without messing up the time-space continuum thing.
All right, well, I'm good with that. That's cool. What's going on, man?
All right, well, this is weird. You know how they said the price of gasoline would go up a penny a day for, like, forever?
Yeah.
It did. Straight on through the fuel riots of 2020, and now a gallon of gas costs about $182.
I knew it. God, that's ridiculous.
Well, not really. Not really, if you think about it. Movie tickets are around $300, but you got to factor in everyone makes about $500K a year now.
Wow. Do we?
We'll talk about that off air. But the gassing, people give it to each other as gifts, man. Married couples register at Texaco. People leave their gas tanks to their grandkids in their wills. It's like diamonds used to be before we learned how to make them out of meat.
What?
Never mind. The point is, gas is very valuable.
So, hey, future Mark. Hey, buddy, you're breaking up here. What, they haven't fixed cell phone reception yet?
Since the comet hit, the planet slips off its axis every couple of hours. So there's a big shift. Some tidal waves and stuff. Everybody grabbed onto something. A couple of species drop out. You get used to it. All right, see? There. It stopped.
All right, so now the important stuff. What do I look like 50 years from now?
Well, the good news is, the stretch pants are very slimy. I'm just busting your hump, man. Look, we look the same, buddy. Everyone looks great in the future. I had a date with a 73-year-old last night. Smoking hot. Chicks not aging really opens up the whole playing field.
I'm not married anymore.
Oh, yeah, you're married, but you're not dead, buddy. Don't worry, man. After the whole AIDS thing got cured, the whole monogamy thing was like, you know, what's the point? Hey, you know, when scientists disproved the Bible, all that went out the window. Well, listen, I'll talk to you later, buddy.
Okay, talk to you later. That was a weird experience.
You know, you really haven't changed much in 50 years. That's all I can say.
Madison begins its day on the left side of the radio dial with Mark Maron and me, Mark Riley, for Air America's Morning Sedition, weekdays from 5 to 8 on The Mike 92.1.
No subliminal messages for you to misunderestimate. It's Mike Malloy. He's commonsensical.
Okay, well, I did it again. Let's try to do some phone calls here before the program's over. Oh, well, that's a good idea, Mike. Okay, all right. Let's start with Ira, who has called in from New Jersey. Ira, welcome to the program. Thanks for your incredible patience.
Thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
I saw an article on the net earlier today. This is about Iraq. John Kaminsky, you might have heard of him.
Yeah, but I don't remember in what context.
Well, anyway, he's written a lot about 9/11 in Iraq. He used to be on some of the mainstream outlets, but ever since 9/11, just on the Internet.
Okay.
He wrote today about the origin, you know, in our news media, the mainstream, all we see is reference to, as far as insurgency activities, you know, bombings and attacks and the like. And
yeah.
He was talking about how your average everyday Iraqi taxi drivers, other drivers, drivers for any reason, being pulled over, having their license taken away, and then told to go to a police station or a military base to retrieve it, during which time they're spoken to, and their vehicles are left unattended. When they get back in the vehicles,
there's bombs there.
Explosives have been placed in the vehicles, not to their knowledge.
And right.
Sometimes some of the owners of these vehicles have come across them before they're detonated, and then they throw them to the side of the highway, whatever, and they can avoid getting killed or a disaster. But
right.
This is, it's like he's saying a lot of what we're seeing and being told it's attributable to Iraqis or foreign fighters. It's really attributable to guess who, you know?
Yeah, to the people who work for you know, Negroponte was for his ambassadorship was rather short lived. He was over there. Negroponte is an expert in mass murder. He advised several South American countries as they set up death squads. Negroponte is a trained professional killer. Mm-hmm. He's one of the most dangerous evil people on earth.
Yeah.
Now, he was in Iraq, and the reason he was in Iraq was, first of all, to kill the Italian intelligence officer. They tried to kill Segrena, the what's the first name? Giuliana Segrena, the Italian journalist.
Yeah.
They couldn't kill her, but they got the other guy. But he was there to set up death squads. He was there to show the Iraqis how to do this. And you're absolutely right. You stop a cab driver, you tell him to go here, get his papers in order. In the meantime, you put bombs in his car. When he comes back, you tell him, okay, now you have to go to the police station where there are 150 Iraqi civilians lined up to get jobs. And as he shows up, one of these evil son of a bitches uses a cell phone and blows it up!
And I tell you, it's like when they're trying to generate this war on terror, which is manufactured. Nothing builds up the fervor for it. Nothing better than terror, or fake terror.
Sure.
And the other comment I'd make, Mike, last night you talked about this planned anti-war protest in September. I mean, come on, why can't they do something next month? With all that's going on over there and stories like this on the net, and the site, by the way, for you and your listeners is rents.com.
Right.
And with all this going on, why not do something next month?
I have no idea. But here, let me just turn the question back to you. Ira, how come you and I are not organizing for something not next month?
Yeah, I know, but...
You see, there's the answer to the question, pal.
I guess they need leadership, little organization, but geez, in 4 months there could be so much more killing and destruction. You know.
Oh, I'm sure there will be, and in 4 months there's a good possibility that the protesters who show up in Washington for this thing on the 24th, 5th, and 6th of September will be fired on.
Yeah.
But you know, if we want protests next month, then you and I have to get off our ass and go do it. And I'm not going to because I've got to work and I got a family support. You're not going to because you got to do what you got to do. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
One more comment, Mike, quick, so you can get other callers.
Sure.
This about Iraq in the mainstream press. Everywhere we launch an offensive, where we say there's insurgency, Fallujah, Ramadi, Najaf, and now in the western part, all we see is reference to Zarqawi.
Sure.
Zarqawi. And to me, he is to this Iraq situation as Bin Laden was to 9/11, just kind of a boogeyman.
I think it's worse than that. He is.
I don't even think he's alive.
He is to this situation what Goldstein was to Big Brother.
Yeah.
You know, he's the face. He's the face that's always there trying to raise hell and kill people.
They put his picture in the paper.
Yeah.
Every time there's an alleged insurgent activity, and
I hear you.
This thing just blew my mind today. This made me even more depressed when it's obvious that we're involved with it. But I better let you go so you can get.
All right. Thanks, Ira. I appreciate you checking, and you have a nice evening. We'll be right back. This is Air America.
From civilians to enemies, bombs can't discern. They just destroy all in their path. Will we ever learn? How many Iraqis per gallon? On this endless killing spree. How many kids can you kill and send the lower class the bill so you can drive your kids to soccer practice in your SUV?
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Find your voice on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
If you think a little heartburn is no big deal, even if you're taking medication, I've got two words for you. Think again. Persistent heartburn 2 or more days a week, despite treatment and change of diet, may be acid reflux disease. And about 1 in 3 people with acid reflux may have damage in their esophagus and not even know it. Now I've got another word for you. Nexium. For many, one prescription Nexium, esomeprazole magnesium, not only provides 24-hour heartburn relief, but heals acid-related erosions in the esophagus. Most erosions heal in 4 to 8 weeks. Your results may vary. Other serious stomach conditions may still exist. The most common side effects of Nexium include headache, diarrhea, and abdominal pain. See our ad in Ladies Home Journal. For more information, visit purplepill.com or call 1-877-3-NEXIUM. When it comes to acid reflux disease, think Nexium, the healing purple pill. Ask your doctor if Nexium is right for you.
I am Gunnery Sergeant Arlie Ermey, United States Marine Corps. While our armed forces defend our freedom, their families shoulder household duties and emergencies alone. To help, the veterans of foreign wars and Vermont American brand Bits and Blades have created the Unmet Needs Program.
John Fergus here, the VFW National Commander. Please help us help our military families by visiting unmetneeds.com and by purchasing Vermont American Bits and Blades. A portion of every purchase goes to help.
Visit unmetneeds.com and buy Vermont American brand Bits and Blades. Thank you and Semper Fi. Hoorah!
Charlie Pickett here for Amdro. Now, I don't know anybody that likes ants. That's why you need to know about new Amdro Ant Block. Ant Block keeps ants out of your house, and it wipes them out where they live, outside. Just sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the foundation of your home. You see, Ant Block's a bait. Ants take it back to the colony where they share it and die, even the queen. Look for new Ant Block at Lowe's. Stop them on the outside before they come inside.
Well, I was 10 when I first got involved with drugs.
When I first got pregnant, school was not important to me, so I dropped out.
The only way I can make something out of my life is if I get an education.
Stay in school. Give yourself a chance. I want to be somebody.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Madison's Progressives are on Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mike 92.1.
I'm Matt Rothschild, the editor of the Progressive Magazine with my progressive point of view. You almost got to pity Hamid Karzai, president of Afghanistan, handpicked by Bush to run that country after the U.S. kicked out the unlamented Taliban. Karzai went on to win the presidency at the polls, greased by Washington. So, as the elected president of a supposedly independent country, you'd think that Karzai would have ultimate say over foreign troops stationed in his land. But no, he recently demanded that power, which every sovereign leader ought by right to have, but Bush slapped him down in public. On Monday, at a White House press conference with Karzai standing next to him, Bush said U.S. troops would not answer to Karzai. It's strictly a consultative relationship, Bush said, which means U.S. troops can do basically whatever they want. All the commanders have to do is give Karzai a heads up, and I think he'll be lucky to get that. Days before he came to Washington, Karzai was also terribly embarrassed by the disclosure that Afghan citizens were tortured to death by U.S. officers at Bagram Air Force Base. Appearing for once angry, Karzai insisted that the U.S. release all Afghan prisoners. But that was before he came to Washington to meet with the Don. Forced to kiss Bush's ring, Karzai meekly shelved that demand. Now, by dressing Karzai down in public, Bush revealed him to be the puppet that he actually is, not any kind of sovereign leader worthy of the name. And that can't help Karzai's standing in Kabul. I'm Matt Rothschild, and that's how I see it.
Randy Rhodes, loud and left, here on Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mike 92.1.
Can you imagine this? The president wanted Osama bin Laden's head brought back on a pike in a cardboard box. Freedom's on the march. There's really nothing like lowering yourself down to that level to make yourself the freest, most wonderful nation in the world. It is the most intensely sick thing I really have ever heard come out of our government. And I've heard some crap.
Randy Rhodes, weekdays at 5 on The Mike 92.1.
The American Association of Retired Persons is opposing President Bush's plans for Social Security. Why would they do that? If you want to know the truth about old people, talk to the people who know them.
Old people are needy. I need a ride. I need a walker. I need something to eat. Could somebody please help me? I'm in the toilet. I can't get out. It's horrendous.
I have to spend 15 minutes helping my mother find her glasses because she forgot where she put them. Just forgot.
Dude, they crap in their pants.
Enough about World War II. I get it. You were there.
I'm sorry, but if you're going to dinner at 4 o'clock, you really don't need more money.
You liberated Auschwitz. You were there. I understand. Can we watch The Apprentice now?
And when they wear those diapers, they can pee right on themselves, too. Just pee.
Brian! My name is Brian! God! I remember this one time, my uncle,
He was on the floor. I thought he was having a heart attack or he was dead or something. Turns out he wasn't. Just on the floor.
Who the hell is Bobby? Nobody knows Bobby!
Dude, they crapped their pants.
Old people. They oppose President Bush's plans for Social Security. Isn't it time they died already? Paid for by switchboat veterans for whatever cause is being funded by the right-wing millionaires at the moment.
Wow, that's...
You've done it now.
That's powerful stuff. I mean, it's awful what those people do.
Is a constant revolution.
Revolution.
Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1.
Has he mentioned yet tonight how much he hates these people? It's more of Mike Malloy.
I'm gonna leave the city. Got to get...
Let me digress for just a moment. I just got a very interesting thing here emailed to me. Well, there's no name. Veteran? All right, I'll go with veteran. May 22nd. What's the date today? Is this this is the 25th, right? Actually, it's the 26th now, but it's Wednesday. Let's just stay with Wednesday night instead of Thursday night, so 25th. So the 22nd was what, Sunday? Okay. On May the 22nd, Sunday, published at Jeff Renzi's website, Renzi.com, or Rents, however you pronounce it. There was an article by a Dr. Robert Lull. It's from the San Francisco Chronicle's Open Forum. And Dr. Robert Lull calls for the bovine spongiform encephalitis testing of all U.S. cattle. He starts out by saying mad cow disease remains a worrying mystery. Meat from infected animals can infect consumers with prions, which cause variant Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, a progressive degeneration of the brain that is always fatal. And then he goes on, yada, 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 yada. He talks about the outbreak of Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease in England that killed 150 people in the 90s. And remember those pictures of all the herds of cattle that were being burned? Oh, God, it was horrifying. And he goes on and he says, you know, every single cow in the United States should be tested if it's going to be eaten by the American consumer. Now, I can remember when this was an issue. When was it, Kathy? About a year and a half ago. And then it came up again. And immediately it disappears. Because to test, even though it's a simple matter, the Cattlemen's Association and the beef industry and the meat packing industry and the processed slaughterhouse meat to clog up your arteries industry doesn't want to do it. So Dr. Robert Lull, on Sunday, publishes at the San Francisco Chronicle Open Forum an article calling for the testing of all U.S. cattle. Jesus. I don't know. I can't. 3 days later, the San Francisco Chronicle reports the following. A prominent physician at San Francisco General Hospital, who once headed the San Francisco Medical Society, was found stabbed to death inside the doorway of his Diamond Heights home Thursday, police said. Dr. Robert Lull, 64, was discovered on the floor in the entryway of his Hilltop home on Goldmine Drive at Jade Place shortly before noon. Hospital officials, concerned when he did not show up for the clinic he ran in nuclear medicine, alerted his personal assistant, Elsie Garce, who found the body. Law was last seen at an appointment with his doctors at 3:40 p.m. Wednesday, according to police. Neighbors reported nothing unusual at the residence either Wednesday night or Thursday morning. San Francisco Police Inspector Holly Parra said, "At this point, we can't say what the circumstances were, but we know he was the victim of a homicide. We're piecing together evidence at the scene." Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay, back to your phone calls. John is calling from New York City. John, welcome to the program. Thank you for your patience. I appreciate it.
Well, hello, Mike. I really appreciate you telling like it is. And
not holding back. This is the first time I've heard the station, and it seems like some others on the station do throw softballs and use fake liberal covers for pushing a portion of the Bush neocon propaganda, and I appreciate your straight shooting. And just before I get to it, how do you spell that Rense.com, who I wanted to check?
R-E-N-S-E.
R-E-N-S-E.
Okay. Yeah, .com. It's a guy who runs it is a guy named Jeff Rense.
Right. I've heard of it, and I wanted to check it. And I think people really do have to get other sources of information, because I was listening to bumper music about how we're brainwashed by so many omnipresent radio, corporate radio, television, newspaper, satellite. It's just coming at us from all directions. And, I think the difference between the official line within, say, other countries, whether it's the Soviet Union or some other countries, people know that they're getting the official line, and then they tend to discount it, even the truth that is in those medias. But over here, we've got this incredible myth that we've got a free press. We've got this, fourth estate that is telling us the truth, and I think it's much more effective in brainwashing, a thousand times more effective in brainwashing people than in these other countries where people know what they're dealing with. In this country, it's six huge mega corporations that own all the media. It's interlocked and owned by the military-industrial complex. It's penetrated by CIA assets throughout the media, according to the Church and Pike Committee in the 70s. So, I think in this country we're thoroughly brainwashed, and I think the media is as much at fault as or even more so than the neocons. I think they're one and the same. And I hardly know where to start, but Z Magazine, zmag.org
Yeah, familiar with it. Right, familiar with it.
It pulls its punches on some, it's good on others. And then I think a supplement to that, what they won't cover, is Global Outlook, globaloutlook.ca, a Canadian magazine.
Right.
And, the media in this country claims that somehow we're involved in a grown men pretending after we slaughter over 100,000 people, after killing a million of them by starvation and disease for 12 years during the embargo, raising cities to the ground like Fallujah, killing thousands of people, torturing people, waterboarding, aborting them, drowning them repeatedly,
right,
reviving them, and sodomizing them, that these grown men like the Thomas Friedmans pretend to believe that we're there for freedom and democracy.
Mm-hmm.
And that he's simply, the moderate face of the warmongering slaughter machine.
It's horrifying. It's horrifying, John. I agree with you. John, I got to move on. Listen, thank you. I appreciate you checking in. Enjoy the Rense site, and stay in touch, pal. I appreciate your call. Oh, my God. Don't tell me. It's Brother Sky Blue calling in from Memphis, Tennessee. Brother Sky, welcome to the program. Haven't heard from you for a while.
Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. You know there's power in the blood, Mike.
There's what?
Power in the blood.
Brother Sky, you've got to have your battery charged on your cell phone. Here we go again.
Mike, this Bill Nye, this political secretary.
All right, wait a minute. Brother Sky, let me put you on hold. I got to put you on hold. I'm sorry, because your phone is just really driving me crazy and the audience crazy. Let me put you on hold. Our associate producer up there, David, will talk with you and see if we can work this phone problem out. I want to hear what you got to say, but the last time you called in, we had a phone problem too. I'm going to have to lend Brother Sky some money. I know he's a street preacher, and I know he doesn't have a lot of money, but I'm going to have to do something to get this man a phone. I hate that. Ron is calling from Maryland. Ron, welcome to the program. Thanks
How's
for
going,
your
Mike?
Patience.
How's it going, Mike?
It's going fine, sir.
Excellent. Hey, I wanted to talk to you a bit about Bush Gap that took place yesterday at his Social Security tour.
Yeah, I think I've heard about this. Go ahead.
Let's see here. I'll just read it.
Okay.
See, in my line of work, you got to keep repeating things over and over and over again for the truth to sink in, to kind of catapult the propaganda.
You're right.
And then there was applause.
Right.
Is that unbelievable?
In the real world, yes, it'd be unbelievable. But we live in bizarro world.
It is. It is something else. I can't believe that people...
Terrify the sheeple. Terrify the sheeple. And Bush would be part of the sheeple, except for the fact that he is, he's the leader of the free world. It was astonishing to me. When I saw that, I was going to get to it tonight, ran out of time, I was going to do it tomorrow night, and I'm glad you brought it up. So, yeah, the truth will out eventually, and Bush opens his mouth once too often, and the garbage comes spewing out. Sure. But nobody's going to report on that.
Yeah, I kind of figured that'd be the case. But, I wanted to make sure that your listeners heard about it and, give you a call and thank you for being irreverent and, speaking your mind.
Well, thanks. Thanks, Ron. I appreciate that. And thanks for checking. I hope you call in again. I'm sorry. Next time you call in, I promise you won't be on hold that long. Thanks a lot, pal. Jackie is calling from Ohio. I guess we lost Brother Sky. All right, Jackie's calling from Ohio. Jackie, welcome to the program.
Oh, you have killed me. This has been, I've had the gamut of emotions on this. Good thing you can't hear through the hold line, because I've been having a whole other show with you. But it's been really fun and interesting. Party of one, I guess. Anyways, I have so much. I'm going to try and say everything fast and then cut me off, of course.
Okay.
First of all, the most important, I think, did anybody or did you hear Dr. God, James Dobson, early this morning in the wee hours? I accidentally tuned him in on a radio.
No, what did he say?
And he was on a rant with this other person like him and saying how the attack is on. They have never been attacked this hard ever. And Air America Radio is talking nonstop about his demise and his son's death and having prayer groups on the radio praying for this. And I listen to
almost
24/7. I want to know which show, because I'd like to sign up for one thing. But then when did we not become heathens? I thought we don't even pray.
He said Air America is holding...
I swear to God, I was shocked, and I've emailed most of the shows.
We're trying to pray him dead?
Yeah, and his son. Not just him. His little boy Jesus, too.
Oh, my.
It was amazing, and I've heard no one... And I emailed I emailed a bunch of shows, but not one person talked about it. And I think I'm the only abortionist that blames America First that heard it.
Yeah, well, listen, if you can find a link to that, please.
It was on an AM radio station at like 4 or 5 AM.
Please send it. Hey, hold on. I got to do a break. Hold on, Jackie. Hold on. I'll come right back. Hold on. All right, quick break. We will return. God, do we miss something else going on at Air America New York, Kathy? Do you see Al Franken and Randy Rhodes and Mark Maron and Janine and Sam all sitting around going, and yes, amen, Jesus, we want to see a Brother Dobson dead. Yes, I praise God. Oh, my God.
Now he's sitting on the sofa, he's looking for his supper, wondering what's become of me. I got a 008 Dina Martin guitar in the back seat of the car. Hey, I am leaving Mississippi with the radio.
Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio. Listen and learn. This is Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
1.99%. That's the kind of low interest rate you might hear about on a new car. But when was the last time you heard about a 1.99% interest rate on a mortgage? Now, for a limited time, that's just what you can get from Quicken Loans, with an introductory rate of just 1.99% on the exclusive Smart Choice interest-only loan. Call Quicken Loans at 800-651-5633 now to see if Smart Choice is the right choice for you. With a $200,000 loan, your payment would be just $330. Whether you're purchasing or refinancing, call 800-651-5633 to find out about this limited-time offer. Mortgage experts are available until midnight Eastern Time. The 1.99% Smart Choice loan, exclusively from Quicken Loans. Call now, 800-651-5633. 30-year mortgage interest only payment for the first 10 years. Initial interest payment and rate of 1.99%. APR 4.114%. Fixed for the first 6 months. Adjust every 6 months. After 6 months, payment is $687.50. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. Call 800-651-5633 now.
The Alfred... Mornings Edition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
This is not team sports. The way people talk is as if it's just team sports, like it's not that important. The minority is supposed to have a voice because that's the way government works. And if a filibuster is what it takes to prolong a debate, to stop activist judges for radical conservative causes from taking over benches in this country, so be it. That's the way the government is supposed to work.
Mornings Edition from 5 to 8. On Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1.
And now, more of Lies and the Lying Liars Who Tell Them, a fair and balanced look at the right.
The last time I saw Paul was in the late summer of 2002, about 6 weeks before he died in a plane crash. It was an evening event in the Twin Cities. Paul was in the middle of an intense, dead-even Senate race. He'd been targeted as vulnerable by the National Republican Party, and money was flowing in from around the country for his opponent, a suit named Norm Coleman. Paul was fighting for his political life. The first thing he asked me was, "How's your mom?" I told Paul I had just visited her. It was tough, I said. I couldn't even have a conversation with her. Paul nodded and said, "You know, touch means so much." The next day, I took my mom out into the nursing home garden in her wheelchair. It was a beautiful day. I sat next to her for a couple of hours with my arm around her. I can't tell you whether it meant a thing to her, but it meant a lot to me. So that was Paul. Touch means so much wasn't the kind of thing you'd hear from a Michael Dukakis. I, along with innumerable people, loved Paul Wellstone for what he stood for what he fought for, and for who he was. I loved his wife, Sheila, too. I don't think I ever saw Paul without Sheila by his side. Paul died on October 25th, 2002, when his plane went down in northern Minnesota. Sheila, his daughter, Marcia, his driver, Will McLaughlin, two other close aides, Tom Lapick and Mary McAvoy, and two pilots died with him. 4 days later, C-SPAN, along with almost every Minnesota TV and radio station, carried a hastily put together memorial service for Paul, Sheila, Marcia, Will, Tom, and Mary. I was there. It was a beautiful memorial, sometimes incredibly sad, sometimes funny, sometimes rowdy, and sometimes political. Some people watching on television were offended. Some people were moved. But the right saw an opening. They took moments out of context, lied about the rest, and used it as a political club to attack the Democrats. It won them the Senate in Minnesota and probably in Missouri, which means it gave Republicans control of the Senate.
Chris.
Woohoo! I love me some Randy Rhoads.
Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1. Hey, neocons. Don't be afraid. Be very afraid. It's Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Yeah. 9 minutes before the hour, thanks to our crew up in New York. Colin, Jason, and David, thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Also, thanks to Chris, Ben, Mark, and Jim. And, of course, Catherine Bay, who is our executive producer. Now, back to, who are we talking to? Oh, we're talking to Jackie. Jackie, we got very quickly here. By the way, Jackie,
mm-hmm.
I get this email while you're... You were talking about Air America.
The war is on in Air America.
Praying Dobson into hell. Marianne Darling emailed me and said, "Don't they know that to a liberal, prayers are like a crucifix to a vampire?"
Oh, wow. Where did that come from?
One of our good listeners. She's being ironic and funny.
Okay.
She's being ironic and funny. Thanks, Mary.
It's so ironic, it's not even ironic anymore.
Oh, I know. It's
living in an opposite ass backwards land of...
Irony doesn't work anymore.
No, it hasn't for quite a while. Hypocrisy, those words are out the window. Those are too tiny.
Right.
I mean, we have to get used to the fact that we're living in this complete bizarre world and... You know, we all, bad is good, up is, you know, peace is bad, war is good, all of it. But anyways, one other quick thing I'm going to talk real fast. Since I've been on hold, I must have heard it at least four times, that bad breath commercial. I know you have nothing to do with commercials. Hopefully you don't even listen to them.
No, don't say anything about the sponsors.
Oh, Okay, but...
No, you can't. You can't.
All right. I'll move on.
All right.
Dr.
Thank you.
Dobson. Am I allowed... Maybe I shouldn't talk
about Oh, him. Talk about Dobson. Oh, yeah.
Well, anyway, he said in the last 90 days, he used 90 days, it has been worse than ever as far as the war is on. And the only enemy that I heard him name before my ears started to bleed was Air America.
Oh, sure.
I mean, that was who he was blaming first. Blame AAR first. You're the enemy now.
Yeah, CBS, Newsweek, Air America, Bill Maher.
Oh, yes. Well, Howard Dean, Michael Moore. Oh, my God.
Right.
And you know, I want to know where all our meetings are. Nobody ever calls me.
Well, me either. Hey, me either, and I work for this network.
I know, and I'm a lifelong deep liberal, and nobody ever tells me where these are. I never know what they're planning, but Sean does, at least. He's keeping tabs.
Hannity knows. Yeah, he knows where all the secret meetings are held.
Oh, my God. He's amazing. But, I've had so much to say now, and of course, but while I was on hold, everything you were talking about, I was watching.
Yeah.
And Coulter was on Lou Dobbs, her and her Adam's apple, and then Keith Olbermann, he was doing the... But blubbering Senator groin his itch. One of my state senators. He is a man. I need to know, how do those people do? Why do they even bother doing that? I mean, they're holding themselves up to show the world what a hypocrite and what a phony they are.
Why
would they do that? I don't understand that at all. Oh, and as far as little schmucky Scott McClellan,
yeah.
I think there should be a law that people can throw tomatoes at him when every time he opens his mouth, basically. But
he misses desperately. Jeff Gannon softballs.
Oh, I know. You were cracking me up so bad. I have never laughed so hard at war crimes and criminals in my life. You were on it tonight. I mean it. You were killing me.
War crimes and criminals. Yeah.
You were so funny.
Yeah, black humor is useless anymore, too.
I know. We got to develop a whole new sense of...
And when I say black humor, I'm not talking about Richard Pryor.
I know. Although he was one of the best.
He was indeed.
But yes, you were. I mean, nothing is the way we all thought it really was. And I don't know how they did this. I don't think there's enough drugs on this planet for people to dream up what they have done and continue to do.
I know.
How do they do this?
I don't know. I'll tell you who's using the drugs. The American people. We're sucking down what we used to call soapers. Soporifics.
I know all about
that. Right, huh? They just knock you out. You just kind of float through your day. Hello, how are you? Ooh, look at the flowers.
I know. That's exactly what I wish we'd have. I mean, it seems like that's what we're all on, but I'd like to really be on them so that we can just drive over curbs and be happy. But let me tell you one thing about Mad Cow when you were talking about that.
Okay.
During that time, my girlfriend's uncle was in England. He came back here and died of that crutch.
Oh, no.
I swear to God. And this was years ago already. And I remember all that time very clearly because they were blaming Canada. Then all of a sudden, the blame got pointed to America, and then that's when we stopped hearing about
it. Can you believe this guy comes out and says every cow in America should be tested?
One person in America died of it, and my friend's uncle died of it.
Yeah, but then 3 days after he says that, he's murdered!
Oh, I know. I mean, well, that's nothing new. The guy in Florida that first developed the voting machine software or whatever, he died in Florida in a motel. I think he was stabbed, I swear to God.
Jackie, I got to go.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Jackie. I appreciate you checking in. That's the only person I've ever talked to who would make coffee nervous. Jackie, you are so hyper, you make me look calm. I love Jackie. Jackie's great. And what happened to Brother Sky? He just his phone, the battery. Okay, well, Brother Sky, try to get a battery that's working, man, and check in, because I haven't heard from you in weeks, and I'm jonesing for a Brother Sky Blue conversation. Thanks for participating tonight, however you did that. I appreciate it. I'll see you tomorrow night. Take care, okay? Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
We're going to get you, James Dobson.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio. Charlie Pickett here for Amdro. Now, I don't know anybody that likes ants. That's why you need to know about new Amdro Ant Block. Ant Block keeps ants out of your house, and it wipes them out where they live, outside. Just sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the foundation of your home. You see, Ant Block's a bait. Ants take it back to the colony where they share it and die, even the queen. Look for new Ant Block at Lowe's. Stop them on the outside before they come inside.
By the Aviator, winner of 5 Academy Awards, now on DVD.
Ladies and gentlemen, Howard Hughes.
He saw the future.
Don't tell me it can't be done.
And changed the world. Soar into the DVD that's packed with incredible special features, including an interview with Leonardo DiCaprio, commentary by Martin Scorsese, and actual footage from the life of Howard Hughes.
Fastest man on the planet.
Buy the Aviator 2-disc DVD today. Rated PG-13 for thematic elements, sexual content, nudity, language, and a crash sequence.
Randy Rhodes, loud and left, here on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
Now, Pat Tillman's parents are really angry because they covered up Pat Tillman's death. It was a friendly fire death.